much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Shall we activate the back computer?
That sounds like a good idea.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Lighthouses rule. You don't like the lighthouse? You suck.
Wow, you guys are great. You guys are really funny. You guys crack me up. You're hilarious. You guys are the best talk show people on the face of this radio. Oh my gosh, you guys are great. You guys are God's gift to radio. Thank you. You guys make my morning great. You guys are so funny. You're great. You guys... No.
No, I'd be against that.
And now, in front of a room full of chanting gawkers, women wearing bikinis, Native Bacon appeared on stage.
Our feature presentation.
I don't know where that is, but I want to be there.
I want to party with that guy.
Bikini Bacon.
Who would be happier than Dave?
Okay. Two of his favorite things.
That's the things he likes to have sex with.
That's Lady
Gaga-ish.
That's right. No, it was a Seattle news story about a guy who held a benefit concert for some kid with leukemia, and it turned out, and that's how he raised money, is he charged admission and asked for donations at a bacon bikini contest, and all these hot chicks participated. Well, he never even talked to the girl, never told the girl. There was no charity angle. He was just scamming. He was just raising, and that's how he got found out, is because, somebody said, hey, whatever happened to, and then they found out that he was just keeping the money. But very creative. Bacon bikinis, huh?
Yeah.
I like it.
Nice job. Yeah. 1-800-520-1067. That's the toll-free number if you want to be on the air, and you should be, for Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew. We'll take your calls in a moment. Speaking of people in trouble with the law, here's one from Charlotte, North Carolina. This is a guy named Salvador Zambuto, 22 years old. He had two felony warrants out, and a police officer spotted him, recognized him. He had been arrested 7 previous times, by the way. A police officer spotted him as he slumped down behind the wheel of his car as a cop drove by, which, by the way, not cool.
Well, it certainly gives you away a bit.
It does. It does definitely tip your hand. So they arrested him. They took him in. And he, and I don't know how he was able to put this together, but as he was being booked, police officers at the station noticed that he was, quote unquote, walking awkwardly.
Uh-oh.
When he asked to use the bathroom, he was searched, and it was found that he had inserted into his butt.
Oh.
Mike, you have to help me out with this. 3 Suboxone pills?
Yeah.
Suboxone? What is that?
Suboxone is the new age methadone. It's a replacement drug for opiate addicts.
2 grams of marijuana.
You weren't done. I thought that's all it was 3
no,
pills.
No. Pills, 2 grams of marijuana, and another latex glove finger filled with tobacco, all in his anus. And then he explained that he was on his way to turn himself in on the felony warrants out for his arrest when he was spotted by the cops.
Right, of course he was.
Well, that's why he had the stuff in his butt. So I kind of believe that he was on the way.
But if you're turning yourself in, don't they check there?
Well, apparently they did, and they did discover all of this. So then he got charged with, of course, for whatever, I don't know what the warrants were out for his arrest, but now he's been charged with introduction of contraband into a corrections facility, possession of Suboxone, possession of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia,
wow.
And he's back in jail with no bond. So,
wow, nice.
I guess I never thought about, I guess that makes sense. You smuggle your contraband in with you as well.
Sure.
So.
And then you can sell it for a lot. You know?
Yeah,
you
well, know, that's
the
true.
The markup on
that's
it has
a good
to be
point.
Huge.
But it's hilarious
that's
when you
currency.
See his... I mean, he's 22 years old. This is the 7th time he's been in jail. But it's hilarious when you see his mugshot because he's just a smug prick. And I would be embarrassed to take a mugshot after the police had just found, a drugstore in my ass.
Yeah.
I would have a little shame, but not him, man.
Yeah,
he's probably high.
Not. Yeah, he has no idea it's even happening.
Yeah, that's
maybe
probably
he's
true.
High. Maybe that's what's going on.
We'll find that out in a couple of days.
So anyway, good times.
All right, time for your phone calls. You can call on any topic, TV shows that you love that we don't talk about enough, or sports or anything else, 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
So, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
Oh,
How about a pair of tickets to experience Grinchmas at Universal Studios Hollywood? Don't forget, now you can make your holiday cheer last all year. You buy a one-day ticket, and you get all of 2011 free. So that's a pretty good deal right there. Andy gets us started. He's on line two on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Andy. Thanks for calling.
How are you doing?
Good.
I want to make an announcement. The best NBA team of Los Angeles won their second game yesterday. Our Los Angeles Clippers beat the New Orleans.
Isn't it weird that this guy not only is a Clippers fan, but sounds exactly like Dave, the King of Mexico?
Yeah.
Is this Dave?
No, it's not.
Okay, wait. Did you say it was the best team in Los Angeles?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's just dumb.
Andy, you're a Clipper fan. I take it. And that's great. Good for you. But can you really sit there and say that they're the best NBA team in Los Angeles?
No, I can't, but... No. You should have seen the celebration they had yesterday. It seemed like they had just won the championship.
King of Mexico, because
they won one game.
We got number two. We got number two.
Dave, now it's all uphill, baby. Dave, how are you on the phone and in the studio? You have to explain this to me. This is very puzzling and troubling.
Right, now, what is it? It's 2-11 or something?
2-11.
2-11. We're exactly the opposite of the Lakers.
Yeah. That is such a... It's got to be such a bummer for Clipper fans who deserve better.
The Clipper this is players, the beginning.
The Clipper players.
Right. This is the beginning. This is the beginning. Okay, great.
Okay, I have to ask. I'm through asking Dave because there's no logic to any of his arguments.
But oh, like Andy, there's going to be with Andy.
I'm going to give Andy the benefit of the doubt here. Why is this just the beginning of anything other than what you've seen? Why do you not think they're going to be 4-22? I mean, why do you think that they're going to turn it around now that they won their second game?
I think it's I have no idea what they're going to do, but it's going to happen.
Okay.
Yes. Awesome. That's a good answer.
Their defense got a lot better last night. I mean, they're working their way up. They beat one of the two best teams in, you know, the NBA. Their two wins have come against the Oklahoma City Thunder and the New Orleans Hornets. Now, I'm just saying, those are the best teams right now in the NBA.
And they are?
Yes. Okay. And they're just going to keep on winning.
Says Dale.
Keep on winning. No. And, you know... Dude, and I know why they won last night.
Okay.
It's because Charlize Theron was there at courtside.
Oh, really?
Nice. Wow. So maybe the Hornets were a little distracted or the Clippers are trying to impress her. Either way, she has to go to every game now.
Yeah, no kidding. If she's distracting people, she's...
Charlize Theron, if you're listening, you have to go to every single game now. So we'll see you Thursday night.
That's quite a commitment.
Wow.
Poor I'm thing. Sure she's all listening, right. Man.
Andy, thank you for the call. And for all Clippers fans, we got this for you.
LA has the Clippers, the greatest big ball team. We take the ball from post to post like no one's ever seen.
That's true.
We're in the air, we're on the the mighty LA Clips. And when you're talking Clippers, you're talking championships.
Okay, wait. When you're talking Clippers, you're talking championships. That's right.
Well, how many times in the history of the Clippers were you talking championships?
Are you talking Los Angeles or San Diego?
Yeah. Just the Clippers.
Or Buffalo.
Just the Clippers as a whole.
Let me count. None.
Yeah.
There's LA Clippers. LA Clippers. LA Clippers number one.
Number yes, one at
LA Clippers.
Define number one.
LA Clippers. LA Clippers number one.
I like how even the singers they get to make a Clipper song suck. Like they can't even hold the note.
Look, I feel bad for the Clipper fans because the Clipper fans are out there trying to support them the best they can. And the Clipper players I feel bad for. And the Clipper coaching staff I feel bad for.
Full house last night. Full house.
Was it really?
Yeah.
That surprised me. I did see the picture that somebody was...
Because people were there to see Oklahoma?
I don't know. It was New Orleans.
New Orleans?
Night. Yeah, I don't know, but Blake Griffin had a 24-12 again.
Dude,
he's a
monster.
Double-double. All-star.
The Clippers do have some good players.
MVP.
Hey, who was the... was it Bill Simmons, the sports writer, Dave, who tweeted that picture yesterday of a fan who showed up with a paper bag over his head that said, "We suck"?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't see that.
It was very funny.
Oh,
very
man. Funny.
I gotta give Dave credit for his enthusiasm.
No,
most people
you
would have given up by now. I do.
But... See, part of that is
the fact that he supports his team even though they suck. I have to give him credit for it, rather than look. It would have been easy for Dave to jump off the Clippers bandwagon and pick up another team, but he didn't do that.
Listen, Lakers
because
fans.
Because he's born a Clipper fan. No, because the only reason he's a Clipper fan is because he's a Laker hater.
Not true at all.
That's
not
true
at all.
That's very much the truth.
No, but I'm saying anytime the Clippers win, it's so exciting.
Yes,
and it feels good.
Right.
And,
yeah, it's not the same with any other team.
Yeah.
And part of being a Clipper fan is not that you like the Clippers. No one likes no one does. It's hating the Lakers, and also it's kind of like a wacky hat guy. Like every time you come into a room and you announce that you're a Clipper fan, everybody's like, "What?
Oh, you zany guy. Not true at all. You're a Clipper fan. Here's a conversation starter.
How can you not like a team with Eric Gordon or Blake Griffin? You know?
Their owner?
That's the future of the NBA.
They have their in other teams, yeah. They have a bad owner.
That's true.
Let's be honest.
That's true.
Donald Sterling is one of the worst owners
in sports. I hear that a lot, and he has earned that reputation in years past. But to me, this year, and I don't want to – we really got to move on from this topic, but it seems like he's fielded a competitive team. I don't know that you can blame the owner for what's going on with the Clippers
right now. He's fielded competitive teams before, and they right, don't but win.
But here's the bottom line, Bean, is that they're one of the few NBA teams that consistently makes a profit.
That's right.
And it's not because they keep fielding good teams. It's because he figures out a way to spend zero money. And over again, season after season, he just spends nothing because he knows he can still get the bottom line. And it has nothing to do with making a competitive basketball team. It's about him patting his pockets and giving a big middle finger to the fans.
And Koreans.
Right.
That too.
All right, let's move on. Thank you, Dave. You're excused.
All right.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Yep.
Okay. We have a new Stop at America. It's a new feature that we're doing that has just, it's exploded. It's gone gangbusters.
Say it again?
Stop at America.
Stop at America. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Last one, we stopped something in its tracks. I mean, it was just deadly. The second we said it, it ended. So you're that's sure crazy.
I know that you don't remember what it was.
I do. I remember. I'm just trying
nothing
to
has ever
rewrite history.
Stop.
Okay, because we did not do anything to stop Whip My Hair. It proceeded to become an international smash sensation.
I think we blew on the flames.
We might have done bigger. That, actually. We may have made it bigger. Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, it did happen. Bad Thanksgiving's on today's show.
Oh, good.
It's always fun going into Thanksgiving time when, you know, you got to get together with family. And for some people, that's a curse, not a blessing.
Right.
And things can go terribly south. Funny man John Oliver on the program today.
Okay.
Bean bores old people. I don't know if you know this or
you.
Not, but Bean is really only relates to old people.
Yeah, those are his people.
Since he was one, Bean was 80. It's just been a thing with him. He feels comfortable with old people.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't like anyone under 80. He has a lot in common. All of his interests, you know, he talks to them about it. So, but apparently they don't like him either.
Manure.
Yes, that's correct. Kanye or Diddy today?
Oh, all right.
Very excited
I'll
about that.
Everybody going to vote for that.
Right. And we're going to give you an overview of some more bad apps from the guy Alex that runs Craps.
Oh, excellent.
With a K, yeah. There's so many apps out there now, and some of them
it's over a quarter of a million now.
So unbelievably dumb and bad that we like to highlight them from time to time, so we're going to do that as well. We'll take a break and come back with the Showbiz Beat. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 5:52.
Sorry. What did you do?
Had food in my mouth, sorry.
What did you do?
Food.
There's another reason to hate the
By
Skating
food,
with the
you mean
Stars.
Vodka, right?
Yes.
Skating with the Stars, we'll talk about later on today as installment number two of Stop in America. Ralph, did you know that it preempted your Castle last night? Do you know that that's what was on instead of Castle?
I did know that, yes.
Skating with the goddamn Stars.
Last week they said, when Castle returns in 2013, see what happens. I was like, what?
First, we have to watch the guy from Motley Crue put on ice skates.
Yeah.
That was what was on instead of Castle. What's going on in this world today? I thought having a black president was supposed to make things better. What happened?
Well, not for Whitey.
Can't fix that. That's what it is. I guess he's punishing Whitey by putting on skating shows.
Exactly.
That's what's going on now.
I'm not sure he's behind that show.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Come on. You know how they are.
Executive producer, Barack Obama. It's right there.
I see that.
Ralph is here with the Showbiz Pete on a Tuesday Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
Well, looks like Aaron Barry, wife of former teammate of Tony Parker, wasn't the only young lady Tony had his interest in while he was married to Eva Longoria. A 19-year-old girl from England named Sophia says that she ran into Tony last year, and although she wasn't interested in him, her friend slipped him her phone number.
Mm-hmm.
She was shocked, she said, next day to find revealing half-naked text photos that he had sent her.
Oh, good.
Via his cell phone. Yet again, another athlete who believes
it's a good move.
Showing semi-nude pictures to a young lady is the way into her heart.
Yeah. It isn't?
It wasn't with this young lady, no. And apparently, she's willing to talk to Eva Longoria if she wants to, you know, put this in the mix when it comes to divorce time. So that's good news for everybody, right?
Sure.
Speaking of which, now Eva Longoria has to find someone to remove the tattoos.
They did that?
They did that.
Oh,
which is why their marriage ended, by the way.
You think so?
Said.
It's a curse?
Tat equals divorce. apparently she's got his number tattooed on her body and some other stuff, too, that she's looking to get cleaned up now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to do that, people. How many times have we told you? Justin Bieber is doing his best to find himself a girlfriend. This is probably just a completely facetious story, but it makes me laugh, so I'm choosing to believe it's true.
All right.
It comes from a British tabloid who claims that he has hired a personal flirting coach.
Oh, man.
To show him how to walk, talk, and attract as many young ladies as possible.
Instead of boys?
Yeah.
A personal flirting
coach. Currently getting. Look, that was what that movie Hitch was all about. Remember that with Will Smith? Talked to
he was
a
professional flirting coach?
Well, he's a professional flirting coach. I don't know what you just said, but that's what he did. Yeah.
Yeah, but in that movie, if I recall correctly, he was helping Kevin James, who is a big doughy guy with no game. Justin Bieber basically doesn't. He just has to stand there and be Justin Bieber. He gets all the women he wants.
You don't know what it's like on the inside, man. You can be a big star and still be lonely. Still have an empty space
he's
in your heart.
Think about the beautiful women we talked to.
He's going to have to wait through his 10th birthday as well before he gets to that point.
Yeah, he's going to wait to get some curly hairs before he actually goes out there and starts flirting.
He probably does walk outside and there's 1,000 girls waiting for him outside his hotel, but you eliminate the ones under 18 and there's like 2 fat chicks left.
Right.
Yeah. The moms.
Right. That's it.
We all wondered how Conan would do on TBS when he started his late night talk show. Things started off pretty well for Conan and have rapidly deteriorated from there. His ratings for the second week were down 41% from the first week, which were down 33% from his first night.
Mm.
So now he actually has negative people watching. I don't know how it works out, but the people's viewings is being sucked out of their eyes.
People owe him?
Show. Exactly, yeah. So, look, it's tough to do a show like that on basic cable. You're talking about TBS here. I don't think it's any slam against Conan. I just think there's a lot of other choices and a lot of other bigger networks that have better lead-ins and stuff like that. So I think it's going to be an uphill road for him, but love to see.
I consider that I pay pretty close attention to what's going on TV, and when I'm checking out guests and whatnot on late night to decide what to tape, I forget that he's on TBS just because he's not with those other channels next to each other.
Right.
Yeah. It's easy to hit NBC, ABC, and CBS, you know, all at once, even Fox. You have to go down to Comedy Central if you want to see Jon Stewart and Colbert, and then I don't know where TBS is on DirecTV.
Kevin's usually a whiz at DirecTV channels.
Yeah, you're pretty stuff good all around. At that. It's like 247 or something.
Yeah. Something like that, yeah.
We'll have to check
72.
That Lindsay Lohan apparently will be spending Thanksgiving with her dad, Michael.
All right.
TMZ.com is reporting that she wanted the court to allow her to take a quick trip to New York to see her family, but that request was promptly denied. So instead, she's going to spend some dad and daughter alone time because Michael's here near the Betty Ford Center, while mom and the rest of the kids are in New York. Michael did one classy thing in his life. He actually extended an invite to Dina to come to Los Angeles for the festivities with the rest of the children, but she declined.
Oh, that's nice.
She's a good mom.
What a group they are.
They are really spectacular. It's Tuesday. That means new CDs and DVDs are in stores today. My Chemical Romance's Danger Days, The True Lives of the Fabulous Killjoys. It's actually released yesterday, but it's in stores today if you want to check it out.
This is great.
Kanye West's new one, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
That's also great.
Yeah, I've heard some clips.
Also
it's
in stores.
Amazing.
Cannibal by Kesha. The new Kesha. Don't miss out on the new Kesha, Kevin.
Kevin. No, I don't know that one, no.
Dollar Sign Ha is available now. You can check her out.
Nope.
On DVD, you can get the rebooted, remastered, polished up, spectacularly new, revamped version of The Beauty and the Beast, the classic Disney musical is available. No Tron.
We don't have to, though, right?
No Tron, but Beauty and the Beast. Yeah. All the Beauty and the Beast you want.
I can't get Tron. Tron's not on DVD?
It was on DVD 20 years ago. They did a newly remastered version and released it. Here's the thing about Disney, though. Disney releases their DVDs for a short period of time and then puts them back in the vault.
Right.
And then occasionally we'll trot one out and make a big deal out of it and re-release it. So this was out for a limited period of time. They put it back in the vault. And now it is not available anywhere. You can get it on eBay if you can find a used copy. They're going for about $100 a pop.
Wow. It's shocking with the sequel coming out next month that they wouldn't re-release it just to get the hype.
Yes, you'd think it was. But, in fact, Disney has talked to all the purveyors of CDs and DVDs and said, if you have any in your warehouse, if you have any available, Netflix, please stop sending it out in people's queues. They have squashed the original Tron and said they will re-release it after the movie comes out. Sometime next year, maybe in February, you'll get Tron back on DVD.
Is it because they think people won't want to see the sequel when they actually see how bad the first one is?
That is the theory. They believe that they have such a winner on their hands with Tron Legacy that Tron will actually pale in comparison. And because it was made, you know, 30 years ago, whatever, and it, you know, it's a little cheesy with the special effects and whatnot, they don't want people to think this is a representation of what they'll see in the theaters. So they're actually squashing their own product and repressing it. From those of us who would like to see the original to refresh ourselves on the story before we go into theaters for Tron Legacy.
You're the king of the geeks, Ralph. Are your people furious?
We are furious. Kevin Smith and I had a big debate this weekend about this when we did our podcast. I am furious. He's not so much because he thinks that the movie's not so good. I happen to like the original film. But I'm furious that I don't have the option to at least see it before I go in on December 17th to see Tron Legacy,
to pay $100.
I know.
Pony up.
Once again, I put the plea out there. If anyone has Tron on DVD and I can borrow it, I'd love to take a look at it. Furious! Furious at Disney! How dare they? Speaking of Disney, you can also pick up their new film, The Search for Santa Paws.
I'm sorry?
The Search for Santa Paws.
Hmm.
It's about puppies who help Santa. All right. Eat, Pray, Love. Julia Roberts available today as well. The Expendables. Sly Stallone, Jason Statham, Jet Li. All available today. And The Situation Workout.
Yes.
Mike Sorrentino.
Oh my God, yes.
Is available today in case you wanted to get that. I thought Psycho Mike wanted to run out and go over to Best Buy and check that out.
Best Buy?
So Tron apparently is in some warehouses for like Barnes & Noble and Best Buy. But Disney has contacted them and said, put a not available on all your computer screens when you go in because you're not allowed to ship them. We are putting a moratorium on this movie.
About that? That's strange.
Can't see Tron. Can't see it. I'm calling Jeff Bridges up. He's got to have a copy, right?
Sure. Think he'll take your call?
He'll remember me from Comic-Con.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, how long did we talk?
8 minutes?
9 minutes?
Maybe, huh?
Yeah. Come on. I must have made an impression.
Nope.
You know, he's going to have two movies in the theaters in the same week. He's got True Grit coming out, too. The Coen Brothers, too.
Oh.
Looks awesome. Today's celebrity birthdays. Kelly Brook from Smallville.
Come on.
And other feature films.
Wait, are we talking about Kelly Brook from Sharktopus?
Yes. From Sharktopus?
Yes.
Okay.
Not from Sharktopus. From Piranha.
Piranha. Right, Piranha. Sorry. Well, you said Smallville. I didn't know she was on that
she
also.
She was also in that. 31 years old today. Sorry, that
she's
was the geek
in
me coming out. I put Smallville at the top of the list.
She's pretty hot.
Miley Cyrus.
Tell me.
18 years old today.
Belle?
No.
Really?
No.
I wouldn't think so.
No.
You want to give her a Belle bean?
I do.
Wow. No.
Why do you want to give
I couldn't yesterday. I do today.
Why?
I mean, every once in a while when they really tart her up and really whore her out, she's like, oh, I'd hit that.
But from a distance.
She's not like a girl who naturally is Bellworth.
Like
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad.
Take it easy, B.
I want a wrestler. Don't get me wrong. I want a wrestler, but I don't want to have sex with her.
Remember, I used to own a llama, so maybe there's something there.
That's what it is. You see the attraction?
It's the teeth.
And Snooki. Nicole Snooki Polizzi. Celebrates her 23rd birthday today. So she's got that going for her.
I'm Ralph. Shut up, Snooki.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It's a holiday week. A lot of people are going to be traveling tomorrow. Los Angeles International Airport, by the way, panicked. It's always tough the day before Thanksgiving anyway, but they're especially worried about trouble this year because they have more of the full body scanners than any other airport in the country.
Right.
And there are a lot of people out there. And by the way, who knows how many people wouldn't even care about this, but it is being pretty the media are pretty much whipping everybody into a needless frenzy over this.
I can tell you, I don't care. I've been through both. I've been through that scanner recently.
Yeah.
And then I've been through many, many pat-downs. And they are much, much more invasive now than they used to. I mean,
more enjoyable, too,
yes,
right?
Yes, they really. They'll put both hands around your thighs and just work their way up. And
squeeze.
Yes. You've been working out,
hey,
sir.
Hey, all right.
So the every time you turn on the news now, you hear more and more people, you see more and more people, and I suspect they're a very small minority who say, I don't want to go through the body scanner, I think it's invasive, I don't want people looking at my junk, even though, blah, 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 you know, the people who are looking at the pictures can't see you, they can't see your face. So more and more people are asking for the pat-down. And the pat-down, as you mentioned, Kevin, are getting pretty pretty saucy.
They really will have a woman will run her hand, the back of her hand down between a woman's breasts. I mean, and they make sure you don't have an underwear bomb. I don't know how else to say that.
Yeah.
And the pat-down takes longer than the scanner. And that's the fear as the news goes
Not
on.
Not quite long enough. Very talking close, about, not quite.
You need about another 45 seconds
another
and you're
minute.
Good.
I was like, come on!
The problem with National Opt-Out Day, as it's being called, is that airports like LAX are concerned that lots of people will say, I don't want to go through the scanner, give me the pat-down, and then there'll be even more massive lines at the airport.
Or Chicago people, or Miami or New York, can you imagine?
You know, yep. To me, this is people like riding in your own neighborhood. People want to get home for Thanksgiving, and they're not going to if people hold up these lines too long.
Yes.
How is that doing anybody any good?
Well, I got the guy that we need to talk to about this because the mayor of the city of Los Angeles, Mayor Villaraigosa, was down at LAX yesterday, and he is very concerned because he knows that ultimately he's going to get blamed if things go poorly down there.
Before we go to the mayor, if you don't mind, I do have the news piece.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, great. Let's hear that.
Today, Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa and other city leaders respond with the question, what is your life worth?
And let me be clear, my job is to make the airport as safe as possible for those travelers. That means using the AIT scanners and pat-downs.
Today, the mayor went through the AIT body scanner. Traditional metal detectors do a great job of screening for guns or knives, but they cannot detect organic explosives. So those are now your options. Pass through the scanner or submit to a pat-down.
So he did both. He went down to LAX and put on a big photo op. Hey, I'm going to go through this scanner right now. Right. Look at me. I'm the mayor. Look at me.
I don't think that's a bad idea for him to do that, though. I mean, he's trying to put a positive spin on what is otherwise just people bitching about both ways of being checked at the airport. I understand why he's doing it, but let's get some more from the mayor right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. Mr. Mayor Ragosa.
Yeah, I'm the man of the people.
Okay. You have a gun?
Of course I have a gun. I have many a gun.
Right, but where are you right now that you can fire off a gun?
I'm on my balcony. Okay. In my place in Echo Park, and I'm surveying my city. And I say to you, good morning!
Okay. That seems illegal just to be shooting.
Oh, that seems illegal. Oh, who's in charge in this city? I'm sorry.
True.
I would think in a municipal city, the mayor is at the top of the food chain. I'm the mayor!
It would seem so.
Okay, let's talk about the airport. You did the pat down. You did the pat down, and you did the full body scanner. What were your impressions of each?
They're both fine.
Both fine.
You know, as I was doing the pat down, I kind of felt bad because I had to call three or four other guys in because they're like, "This is too much weight here. I need help. I can't handle all this on my own.
Right, sure.
It's got to be 50, 60 pounds of beef right here.
Sure.
Hold on, this is a gigantic chorizo. Right. So, hey, Billy, come over here. I need a hand. And then, you know, so then I said, oh, I'm holding up the line because they have to call in so many employees to take care of my Tony Jr.
Sure.
What are they doing?
That's not the only gun I got. That's not the only gun I got. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Yes. I have another gun. Right here.
And I know where it is.
It's like a 50 cal. Yes. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's a pito gun.
Why do they have to handle it? Do they need to throw it over your shoulders so they can make sure you don't have anything hidden underneath it?
That's right. It's kind of like when I was first in county. You know, they tell you, move those to the right, bend over, cough. We need to make sure that there's nothing in every crevasse. And if you understand what I'm saying, the machinery for Antonio Villaraigosa is pretty grand. So there's a lot of crevices that you could hide it. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not sure what you're saying.
I'm saying that my family came from the long line of people with gigantic Aztec swords. We come from the Valley of Pito Grande, just south of Cuernavaca.
Okay, do you recommend, as travelers head toward airports in the country tomorrow for Thanksgiving weekend, do you recommend that they do the full body scanner or the pat down?
I do. I recommend that they do the scanner.
The scanner.
Because it's faster.
If you are trying to smuggle opiates or marijuana, because you understand that opium is has a very low molecular weight, so the scanner cannot detect it if you were to shove it up your ass. If you're going to, say, bring in cocaine or some type of a stimulant, perhaps methamphetamine or ecstasy, you should fashion that into like something like a chess piece and then put that in your luggage, because there's no way that they are going to be able to get that if you put that in your luggage. You know, in a major metropolitan city like Los Angeles, the dogs only get to about 4% of the luggage, so I highly recommend that. If you are going to take in more than 4 pills, it's a sketchy endeavor if you were to put it on your clothes or your person, because that is a felony. So I recommend, like I said, if you are using something that is opium-based, put it in your ass. If you are doing something that is a stimulant, put it in your luggage. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
I wasn't prepared for you to tell us how to smuggle drugs. That's not what I was asking at all.
We're just saying in general.
In general,
should you get the pat down? That's all.
Well, yeah, I guess.
Okay.
I mean, yes, for recommendation.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, those are good recommendations. It's just we weren't prepared.
By the way, if you're going to the airport, they're overcharging you for the tequila. So what you should do is take a plastic baggie, okay? Fill it up with your favorite tequila. Then you duct tape it to your leg. And then they can't even tell you. Even if they do the pat down, then actually, you know, they just feel a little lump. They assume it's your puto. It's your little, you know what I'm saying? It's your gigantic huevos. So then you go into the airport and then you buy a Diet Coke for I don't know how much money. And then next thing you know, you got yourself a cocktail and you're saving yourself $15, okay?
Wow.
He's giving us a lot of fun.
Very helpful mayor.
More helpful than we thought, I gotta be honest.
Listen to me.
Yeah.
Gangster is the only way to fly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Take that away from today's show, then.
Nope. No, sir.
It's almost time to call the Butterball Turkey Hotline. Turkey time.
Technically, he's correct, by the way.
Right.
Technically, it is almost time. We do generally do that the day before Thanksgiving, which is tomorrow.
That's right.
I'm just saying it has been a tradition for thousands of years.
That's correct, and not thousands, but maybe four.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Thanks for tuning in here on a Tuesday. John Oliver, very funny man, and one of the stars of Community, joins us later on today on the Kevin and Bean Show also. Right now, though, time for our new game that we love so much called Kanye or Diddy.
Hey, thanks a lot for tuning in to the new game that's sweeping the nation, where we read dumbass celebrity tweets and you try to tell us who it is. And this week your choices are Kanye or Diddy. It's Kanye or Diddy. Which one did the dumbass tweet? Yeah!
So both of these very popular rapper entertainers love their Twitter, and they tweet all the time about nonsense. And it's very difficult sometimes to determine which guy. Is it P. Diddy or is it Conway? Which one is actually making the tweets? Oh, sorry, Mr. Bush. Kanye is the name. So that's why we play this game. Kevin, you're going to be reading, and then we're all going to be guessing just to see how we do. There's no prize on the line or anything like that. It's just for personal pride and satisfaction, right?
Mike is unnatural at this, and I think
he's unbelievable.
I think he might follow them. That's what I think. I think he's a cheater.
I'm sorry.
He's a cheater.
Is Kanye or Diddy a hot chick?
That's a good point.
Then I don't follow them. You know that.
All right.
I understand why you think Mike cheats, because he's so good at this game, but Mike has phenomenal intuition on every game that we play. I mean, anytime Ralph says, name the top 10, fill in the blank, Mike is generally able to do it. It's astonishing to me how he's able to
do
that.
If you don't fill up your brain with petty information of, like, important stuff, there's a lot of room for this stupid stuff.
Sure, yeah. All right, so Kanye or Diddy. I'm going to read out a tweet, and you have to tell me whether it's Kanye or Diddy.
Okay.
The first one is, I finally realized as long as you use profanity when you talk about art and fashion, it's better accepted.
Oh, Kanye.
Yeah, I would agree, because he cares about art and fashion.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the group. I'm going to say Kanye on this one as well.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
All right.
Nicely done.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Hotel robe got me feeling like a chic.
That's Diddy.
Yeah.
I'm saying that's Diddy. He's all about, hey, look at me. You know what I mean? More than anybody.
By the way, that really needs to be tweeted. I mean, that needs to be shared with the world. You're wearing a hotel robe, and that makes you feel like a chic.
See, I think that Diddy is way more into being fabulous and making sure that everybody knows that he's fabulous than Kanye is. As much of an a-hole as Kanye is, I don't think he's as out there like that, hey, look at me, like Diddy is. I'm going to say Diddy for this tweet.
I agree with you.
I'm going to say Diddy because Kanye would say, my Yves Saint Laurent has got me feeling like a chic.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Oh, Kanye.
We got rocked.
Come on, all the guys.
We got rocked.
Hotel robe got me feeling like a chic.
Come on. The only thing I wondered about, would Diddy use the word chic?
That's a good point.
And could he spell it? Those were the two questions that I had. Oh, well.
Did you know the electric chair was invented by a dentist?
Okay, I'm going to put Bean Baxter in this. You're
slipping him right in
there. It's not Bean Baxter, I can tell you that.
I not tweet that? Me or Larry King? Come on.
Kanye or Diddy?
Why would Kanye do that?
Did you know the electric chair was invented by a dentist?
I'm just going to say Diddy.
I'm going to say Kanye on this because I think Kanye has, as crazy as he is interested in a far wider array of topics than Diddy is. Diddy is pretty much just focused on a tiny amount of things. But so I'm going to say Kanye on this one.
Diddy's got the chiclet teeth, so maybe he's obsessed with dentist stuff. I'm going to go with Diddy.
Are you not entertained?
There it is.
Mike again with the Diddy. Well done.
Yep. This is rock and roll life, my people. You can't stop the truth. You can't stop the music. And I have to be strong or they, in air quotes, will win.
Oh, that's
Kanye or Diddy?
Kanye?
Boy, I don't know.
Rock and roll lifestyle. It's the cheesiest thing in the
world.
It
doesn't sound like something Kanye would say. Rock and roll life.
It's cheesy, but they, and talking about the man, the machine, the people that are holding them down, that's very Kanye.
yeah,
those guys are really held down, aren't they?
Yeah, everybody's holding Kanye down. That's happening.
I'm going to, and I'm so bad at this game, you might as well just go the opposite. I'm going to say Diddy on that one.
All right, Lisa.
You know, I'm going to agree with you. Right. Just because rock and roll life doesn't sound like Kanye.
Mike?
I'm going to go with Kanye.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
There it is.
Good
Unbelievable.
Job.
Unbelievable.
Diddy doesn't write about the suppression. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
F. I just ate a cheeseburger. I need an intervention. Damn.
that is. Diddy. You think it's Kanye?
I do. I think it's Kanye.
I'm going to err on the side of
I'm going to say again, that is information that we need, and I'm glad Twitter exists.
Yeah.
I really am.
I'm going to go with Diddy only because he's so much more health conscious than Kanye.
Yeah, he has talked about this stuff before.
All right. Lisa, did you already?
I said Diddy.
Did you already pick? All right.
Are you not entertained?
Nice, Lisa.
Diddy is.
Wow.
Bean is the worst at this, by the way.
I am the worst. I admit it.
Which is shocking because he's so black.
All right. This is going to be a little bit more difficult because it's a retweet.
Oh. Okay.
Who retweeted this?
Okay.
Can you tell us who the original tweeter was?
No.
Oh, man.
No, that'll give it away. I don't know that it'll give it away, but it'll help. Be so good, they can't ignore you. And then they put the name of the person who said it.
That's Diddy. That's 100% Diddy. Because he's all about that self-affirmation BS.
Yeah.
Lisa?
He's all about accomplish everything in the world.
But then Kanye just put out his new album. I'm going to say Kanye.
All right. Mike?
Be so good that no one can ignore you?
Yes.
I'm going to say Kanye, too.
That was originally tweeted or said by Steve Martin.
Okay.
Are you not entertained?
Wow. And it was Diddy.
Look at you. Bitch.
How about that?
Diddy.
Well done, Bean.
Everything sounds like noise. I yell, by the way, because they're caps. Everything sounds like noise. I don't trust anyone.
I don't trust anyone?
Yep.
That's yay. It's
yay?
Kanye.
It's totally yay.
That's what he means by yay. Come on, Lisa.
Now they're on first name basis.
Sure.
It's half a first name basis.
Mike?
That's Diddy. I feel Diddy.
All right.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Mike is getting blown away today. Now, you're not going to believe this, but this actually happened, and it happened from Bean Baxter as well.
What?
Did you know that the house fly hums in the middle octave key of F?
Oh, no.
Bean tweeted that.
Like 2 months ago, too, by the way.
Maybe it's a retweet. I don't know.
I doubt it. Somebody tweeted that, either Kanye or Diddy tweeted that?
That's correct.
Oh my god, I'm gonna say Kanye.
Alright. Bean?
I don't have any clue. I'm just guessing and I'll say Kanye also.
I'm gonna stick with Kanye.
Alright.
Are you not entertained?
You all lose. Wow.
0 for 3. We suck at this.
I can't believe that.
Well, who could guess who did that?
And I can't believe that P. Diddy's like searching the website that talks about the tone of the housefly.
Yeah, I don't understand that either, to be honest. I don't get that either, but you all lost on that one.
No,
so.
I know.
There's your terrible game.
Hey, thanks a lot for playing. Kanye or Diddy, it's Kanye or Diddy. It turns out they're...
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it's 5 minutes till 7 o'clock.
Glendale. Exactly. Hey. We got to start having meetings or something. I don't know need to do. All right, can we back up the song and come out of it again and try the whole thing again?
I don't think we can, but we can start with the moment with if you'd like.
Let's do that here, people. Come on, don't cut into it. I got 4 minutes.
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
Because there's something about it that makes you
enjoy
it.
I'm going to turn it down just to make sure people can't see what I'm listening to. You know, they can't hear it if they pull up to the stoplight or whatever.
That was a moment with Kevin.
Thank you, Ralph.
That was pretty good.
It's like a 6. Out of the scale of Kevin, that was like a 6.
I agree. But you do turn it down so people can't see it, though. You do.
That's correct.
I know, but seriously. When it comes to Kevin, that was like that was practically perfectly said.
I agree. Look, we understood what he was trying to say, so for Kevin, that's a breakthrough. All right, time for 3.5 minutes of the showbiz news. Yeah. Ralph Garman.
Thanks so much, by the way.
No problem.
Glad we took time to have a little show prep meeting in the middle of the showbiz beat. I mentioned last hour that Eva Longoria Parker is currently searching for someone to remove her tattoos.
Yeah.
That remind her of her soon-to-be ex-husband, Tony Parker.
What does she have? She has his name someplace?
She's got his jersey number 9 tattooed on the back of her neck. Sweet.
Just put a 6 before it. She'll be fine.
Yeah! You know? Because either way you look at her, see? Man, she'll be up upside down or whatever. she also has their wedding date in Roman numerals tattooed on her body.
How's that working out?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Maybe she could find a guy's initials like VI or something. She can luck out and just have the same Victor and Sepsione or something. She could work it out. Anyway, she's got to have them removed. So, interesting list. I don't know where this is from, but it's one of the tabloids has a list of the top 10 celebrity couples who got matching tattoos and then broke up.
Oh, okay.
Which I thought would be fascinating, because apparently Tony and Eva both have those Roman numerals linked, inked on them. Brody Jenner and Jade Nicole, famously. They were going to last forever.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. They got each other's initials tattooed inside their lower lips.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, at least that...
You never see her,
no
right?
One would see, right? So you don't have to get it removed.
I don't think it's the matter of seeing. I think it's the matter of doing. Just being that's what seals the deal. That's what ensures your doom.
Right. No, I agree.
Once you get the tat, regardless of where it is. But, yeah, you couldn't see that, so it wasn't too bad. So they broke up. Then Jenner Brody got a tattoo with his new girlfriend, Avril Lavigne.
Wow, he learns his lesson, doesn't
he?
He
sure does. Jenner's got Avril's name on his forearm. Avril's got Jenner's name on her ribs. No word yet on how that relationship is going.
Well, we know, though.
We predict doing, yeah. Right? Angelina Jolie and Billy Bob Thornton.
Sure.
Seemed very much in love, so much so that Angie got Billy Bob tattooed on her left shoulder. Billy Bob got Angie and a mushroom tattoo on his right calf.
Why, I wonder how their new spouses think every time they see those tattoos. Like, it's got to be weird for Brad Pitt to see a Billy Bob tattoo on his wife every night.
Yeah. My wife and I had a bit of an argument about this conversation, actually, a couple weeks ago. So I said, I'm thinking about getting Olivia's name tattooed on my arm.
Right. Well, that's your daughter, of course.
Yeah. And I said, I think it'd be a nice gesture, and I know I'll always be her dad, so it'd be cool. It's the only thing I can think of getting tattooed on my body, really.
Oh.
Maybe the Philadelphia Eagles, like the old-school 70s logo with the eagle carrying the football.
Wait, you said all of this?
Or maybe the Batman symbol on my shoulder. I said, those are the only three things I could ever consider.
You are dumb, sir.
My wife's like, hello, yes, and what else could you get tattooed? Is there another name you would get tattooed? I was like, no. I said, that would be the kiss of death for our marriage if I got your name tattooed on me. I want us to stay married.
I don't want to jinx it.
Oh, so you think there's a chance? Look, there's always a chance. Anything can happen. I know I'll always be Olivia's dad, but anything else can happen in this world.
Well played, sir.
Nice.
She was not happy with that response.
No, I'm sure she wasn't.
Yeah, so maybe I'll just go with nothing. Lindsay Lohan and Samantha Ronson.
That worked out.
They got matching tattoos.
Oh, wait.
They're still together. Oh, wait a minute. They got love heart tattoos on their hands.
Okay.
Well, if you're in a lesbian couple, the hand really is the most important part of your body, isn't it?
Almost.
Britney Spears and Kevin Federline.
Good.
The pink and blue dice tattoos. They both have them.
No.
That's a good look.
All right,
one pink, one blue.
But at least those don't identify anyone, so they still kind of make sense when they break up, right?
Yeah, but they're matching his and hers tattoos.
Well, yeah, that's lame. Don't get me wrong. But it's better than their name. Yeah.
It's better than Brittany and Kevin together forever.
That's true. Yeah. All right, so that's it. That's 5. I've got 5 more, but I'm out of time. So you'll have to come back in an hour, and I'll give you the other 5. How about that? That's how I get you, man.
That is.
I got an ad. I got this morning for the huge Black Friday sale.
Yeah.
It was for black porn.
All right.
Very clever use, by
nicely
the way,
done.
Of the Black Friday thing, I thought. It was very clever.
How much did you buy?
Oh, all they had. They're out now, so don't bother going
to
their website.
A bummer.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Corrupt of the Dog Pound.
Yeah!
He's 38 years old today. Actress, model, Kelly Brook. How much do we love her from Piranha 3D and Smallville?
Yeah. Unbelievable.
She's just so spectacular. She's 31. And the exact opposite of Kelly Brook, Snooki, also celebrates her birthday today. So much for astrology.
No kidding.
Had no time for the rest of the gong.
Nope. The gong had to be cut short because we're running late.
She's 23 years old today. And Miley Cyrus is 18 years old today. This show's got to be over.
No, absolutely not. We're just beginning.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
By the way, huge day tomorrow here on the Kevin and Bean Show as we unveil for you our top 10 finalists for Miss Double December 2011. If you ever were thinking about going to the Kevin and Bean website, tomorrow is the day because that's when you're going to be able to start voting to see who wears the crown to represent the Kevin and Bean Show for all of next year. That'll be tomorrow right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. How do you feel we did with edition number one, Kevin, of Stop in America, trying to get Whip My Hair, trying to get that song from not becoming a hit, not getting played, not becoming popular?
Well, considering it's top 10 now, is it?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
I would say we failed miserably.
Well, that's not going to deter us. Let's try it again, shall we?
Stop in America! Just stop it! Just stop it! Stop in America!
It does seem like at some point, if enough people stand up and go, no, I'm not going to let that happen, not in my America, it'll work. It didn't work with Willow Smith, but we have to figure out a way to stop freaking skating with the stars, which I thought was a joke the first time I heard somebody reference it. But Skating with the Stars, ladies and gentlemen, debuted last night on ABC, immediately following Dancing with the Stars. This is another show where they take sort of celebrities and have them do something on TV. It's exactly like Dancing with the Stars.
Now, are the celebrities bigger, smaller, the same?
Well, we're going to meet the celebrities in a minute, and I'll let you be the judge. Kevin, you recall that you and I had on the producers of Dancing with the Stars before the first season ever aired, and we laughed in his face. And
we said,
look, you're a foreigner. We know America. Mm-hmm. You don't. We're telling you, I don't care if this show's been a hit in other countries. It's not going to work here. Trust us on this.
Right.
11 seasons later, it's the most popular show on television.
Man, we may have been wrong on that one.
Let's see if we're wrong on Skating with the Stars. It literally was the handoff last night from Tom Bergeron on Dancing with the Stars to the new kid on, his name is Vernon Kay, the host of Skating with the Stars. And here's how the program began. And this is why we need to stop in America.
Yes, thank you very much, Tom. As we leave the glamorous rhinestone-studded world of ballroom dancing, we're about to enter a fantastic icy universe. However, we first have to travel through this rather unglamorous backstage area filled with some of the most dedicated behind-the-scenes professionals in live television.
First of all, he's walking backstage to get out to where the ice is, basically. Why they didn't just start the guy out on the ice, I don't know. Why they spend their 10 seconds into the show and they're already congratulating themselves and their hardworking crew and all the work they've done to produce this television show for 10 seconds so far.
Forgive me if I misunderstood this, but the crowd was going crazy.
Yes, the crowd is going crazy.
Because of the backstage people.
Yes, because they got a big applause side. Exactly.
Right. There you go. And you know what? It never hurts to suck up to the crew. Now, we'll soon emerge within an icy arena featuring a customized 3,200 square foot ice rink that we built.
He's a high-fiving crew members as he's walking toward the ice. And by the way, the way they talk about this icy universe that they built, it's a freaking skating rink, okay?
Right.
They're not, the show's not being shot on Pluto. They just put down a skating rink. That's
they
all it is.
A like, new world like Avatar.
An ice castle and stuff.
Right. It's just a skating rink. That's all it is.
In the studio next door to the ballroom. Come on, ladies. Don't leave me hanging. There you go. The performances will be just as explosive. The costumes, even tinier. But there is an added element of danger.
Okay.
Wow.
There's no added element of danger. The worst that can happen is that somebody will fall down on the ice.
And hit their head.
They could die.
That's the same with dancing.
But they can't die. No one has ever died ice skating. Let's face it. There's no danger involved in this. This isn't a sport. Oh, this isn't difficult.
You
okay?
know so little about dancing, ice skating with the stars.
It just sounds like the guy's really trumping it up here.
Razor sharp blades of steel strapped to the feet of six very nervous stars. What could possibly go wrong? They're about to launch themselves into an intense competition for your votes. Ladies and gentlemen, live from Hollywood.
Okay, this is my favorite part of the whole show, and I confess I did not watch the entire 2 hours of Skating with the Stars.
2 hours?
Oh, right.
But this host, by the way, is about to introduce Skating with the Stars, but he moves the microphone away from his mouth to put his arms up in the air for the applause when he gets to the word stars, so you can't even hear it.
What?
This is Skating with the Stars!
Which I thought was such a funny amateur move. So he's your host. Kevin, you were asking about the contestants.
Yes.
Let's find out who, because that's that. Let's face it. When you tune into Dancing with the Stars, some people, it's for the dancing. Some people, it's because, hey, I want to see what David Hasselhoff does, or I want to see what the situation does, or whatever. I mean, the stars definitely have an impact as to whether you're going to enjoy the show or not. So let's find out who's going to be skating.
I can tell you that they've had the difficult, some might say impossible challenge of turning actors, a rocker, an athlete, and even a reality newlywed into skating stars. Have they done it? Oh. I don't know. It's our first show.
Oh, is he crazy?
Wow, that's terrible.
And here's the other thing I'm going to say. Look, I don't like Dancing with the Stars. I don't watch Dancing with the Stars. Tom Bergeron is a fantastic host. The guy is a pleasure to watch. Right, I mean, he really is good at his job.
You don't realize that until you see this.
Right.
Until you see this guy and you realize how good Tom is. Right? Or Jeff Probst from Survivor. I mean, there's some people who just do great hosting of television. This kid, what's up with him?
But I can tell you this. It's going to be a crazy night of competition. So let's get started by meeting our fearless competitors.
I'm also going to say it's not going to be a crazy night of competition. There's really nothing crazy about grown-ups putting on skates.
Oh, you're so wrong. You don't
know.
That's
not crazy.
You don't know, man.
Nobody's shooting at them with lasers. There's no hatchets going through the air. They're not
cool,
juggling
right?
fire. All, yeah, I think man. All of those things would improve the show. It's not. There's nothing crazy about it, right?
Right,
unless you watch it. It's crazy if you watch it. That's the only thing I can say. All right, here's contestant number one.
Disney star Brandon Michael Smith and his partner, Kiana McLaughlin.
I don't know. Two names, I don't know.
Who is
Disney
the star?
Disney star Brandon Michael Smith. Now, Dancing with the Stars has a black kid who's on a Disney show on their show that's the finale is on tonight. I don't know who he is either. They've got one from Sunny with a Chance. So he's one of the stars on Skating with the Stars.
Movie icon Sean Young.
Oops, didn't know you were
there. I was just going to play this again because I think it's needed.
Stop in America!
All right, back to you.
All right, contestant number two.
Movie icon Sean Young and her partner Dennis Paduka.
Movie icon Sean Young, who was popular when, Lisa?
70s, 80s?
Yes.
Movie icon just means hasn't been in a movie in 20 years.
Hasn't been in a movie in a long time because she's crazy.
That's right. She is one of the crazy ones. So she's skating with the stars.
Olympic gold medal skier Johnny Mosley and his partner Brooke Castile.
All right. Now, if Johnny Mosley, the gold medal winning Olympic skier, doesn't win Skating with the Stars, just like you professional dancers are going to win Dancing with the Stars, I mean, the guy's got a huge advantage, right?
Well,
at least he's a big name for people who like watching winter sports.
Well, sure, yeah.
I gotta give him credit for that.
Right. Top star Rebecca Budig and her partner Fred Palestine.
Rebecca Budig?
What star from where?
All My Children, I want to say.
Oh, soap Maybe? Star, is that what he said?
Oh.
Soap star, yeah.
Legendary rock star Vince Neil and his partner Jennifer Wester.
Vince Neil we've heard of, and he's fat, and he's flabby, and he's out there, and I'm thinking, how do you then face Motley Crue fans after you've been on Skating with the Stars?
He needs to just fall on his head.
I mean, seriously. One minute you're in Motley Crue and you're hanging onto that. That's still a little bit cool. Their day may have passed, but at least you're in freaking Motley Crue.
Sure.
What are you doing putting on ice skates, Vince? What are you doing?
Reality superstar Bethany Frankel and her partner Ethan Burgess.
Bethany Frankel she's one of the Real Housewives?
Yeah,
is that who she is?
I don't know. The New York Real Housewives.
The only hope is if the crowd wasn't cheering so loudly as if they're introducing celebrities that we could hear who it is.
I know. It's so bad. It's people you don't care about doing things you don't care about. Let me just play one more clip, and this shows you the kind of comedy you're going to be getting if you tune into this show. One of the judges for Skating with the Stars is Dick Button. Now, that's a name that I only know from watching the Winter Olympics because he's a former skating champion himself, and he's the guy who does analysis on the skaters.
And he used to play for the Chicago Bears, so a lot of people know him from that.
That's Dick Butkus. That's a completely different guy than Dick Butkus.
I'm so confused.
So here's a little bit of his hilarity that he brings to the news, Skating with the Stars.
I fell in love with you
He's talking to Sean Young.
Whoa.
After Sean Young has just done her skating routine.
I fell in love with you a long time ago when I saw that wonderful movie that you were in. And I must tell you that in a competition like this, we all get into it somehow, and then there's no way out.
Oh! Because that's one of the
movies.
What was that? Sorry about that, folks.
Wait,
but she was in
that's
No
the name
Way
of the movie.
Out was that movie that she did famously with Kevin Costner
25, 30 years ago or something like that.
But I will tell you that your stretched legs and your pointed feet are exquisite. And that's a very beautiful thing. But I would like it if you'd be a little less tentative. Let it go a little bit more. Put on some of those Blade Runners that you have. Take off your girdle and let her fly.
Okay, thank you very much.
She was in Blade Runners, right?
Wow.
Look, we're not... I'm urging people to stop at America, but this
Stop at America
is an identical carbon copy of Dancing with the Stars. And we couldn't stop Dancing with the Stars, and Dancing with the Stars is the same show, and it's a huge hit. But I don't know how this one can't be.
I'll tell you why it's worse. Because the celebrities are such a step down. And who knew there was a step down from Dancing with the Stars?
Well, and Dancing with the Stars has been on 11, they've had 11 shows, right?
Sure.
So this is where they are now. At the beginning, they actually had some decent names, but this show is starting out at the bottom.
Yeah.
And they're skating.
And they're skating. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
Kids, don't watch it. Everyone, please stop it, America.
Stop it, America!
The always hilarious John Oliver from The Daily Show and also on Community. He's got some improv shows in Southern California this weekend. We'll catch up with John coming up next half hour here on The Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, though, time for The Kevin and Bean Afro Line, 323-520-AFRO. That is our number. What you calling about?
This message is for Kevin. You.
Now, I'm not positive what that's about. I would guess it's... I would guess it's that.
Yeah, I think you're probably right.
That definitely could be. This guy is a little late. Things have changed radically since he called.
Clippers are 1-12. They just got smacked by the Indiana Pacers. This is definitely the year. Blake Griffin, MVP... What a joke.
Hey, you're right, Kevin. It has changed. They are now a blistering 2-12, so move over, rest of the NBA.
They are on fire now. You can do text to landline.
Yes.
So you text it, and then a computer voice will say it on the phone.
I whip my hair back and forth. I whip my hair back and forth. What a stupid song. Willow Smith, what did you do?
Nicely done.
Have you guys heard the new theme song for The Walking Dead? Hit it, Psycho Mike. Walking Dead, Walking Dead, Walking Dead. Zombie things are gonna happen.
That's a good show, by the way.
It is.
I like that Walking Dead.
It's creepy.
I'm a couple episodes behind, but it's very well done.
It is also Miss Double D time.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Miss Double D breasts are a-glowing. They're ready for showing to those far and those near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Miss Double D.
How about a motorboating segment on this year's Miss Double D pageant, by the way?
Yes.
Why haven't we done that in the past?
Note to self.
Yeah.
We got to get that going.
Yeah, we don't have enough of that kind of stuff at the actual show, so that's good. You know, our latest favorite obsession is a video that was done by Liam Lynch called Drinking Out of Cups, and it's this dude.
Who's this guy? Mr. Balloons. Mr. Balloon Hands. No way. No way. Get real. Like those things. Mr. Walkway. Mr. Walk Down Me on the Walkway. Lead me to the building. F*** you. 5643. Yeah, right. Who paid for that floor? Not me. No way. Never been for no floor ever again. Not once. Not never. Nope. Whose chair is that? Who bought that goddamn chair here? It's not my chair. Not my chair. Not my problem. That's what I say. No way. The hell's he doing? Think she's got it going, bossing over. No way. No way. Stupid dresses. Stupid flowers. Lighthouses rule.
So that guy is the best. And I believe that's the format that this next guy chose to attack us with.
What the hell's this guy saying? Yeah, what is this? He's obsessed with death? He's some Mr. Deathmeister? Get real. Who's this guy? He hates animal voices? Then he goes in the other room? He does animal voices? Yeah, right. Who's this guy? What does he hate? Glee? Who hates Glee? It's the most popular show on TV. I love Glee. Glee is the most amazing thing ever. And who's this guy? He thinks he's psycho? What's he, Mr. I'm Psycho? Like he's that Halloween show, Psycho? And he likes the gays? And who's this other guy? What did you do? What the hell is that? No way. What did you do?
Well done. Well done.
323-520-AFR.
So this is Bean speaking. Living in Seattle, Washington, we're in the middle of a huge deep freeze right now. Got no power. Power's out. Working off the generator today. But I'm in the barn last night when the power went out. Yesterday, late afternoon, the power went out. And thank God I had my iPhone with me, and I was able to use the flashlight app in order to round up my sheep and get them in the barn and head back up to the house. Because what did we used to do before we had phones that did everything in the world for us?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I mean, I didn't have a flashlight with me because I had power in the barn when I went down there. But thank God I had my phone with me. There's about 300,000 apps available that you can buy for your smartphones right now.
Not all of them are good.
Not all of them are as useful as a flashlight. But we do have an expert on the line who is the guy that we go to from time to time to find out maybe some of those apps that aren't getting the big publicity, the ones that you don't see on the front page of your iTunes. And it is our man, Alex. He is the editor of Kraps, which is a great website. It's KRAPPS.com. Alex, welcome back to the show, my friend. How are you?
Kevin, Bean, Lisa. Hello. You guys doing all good.
Great. It's been a long time since we've talked to you. I love going from your site from time to time to see what's new in the beautiful world of apps. And you have a doozy on the front page of your site today, just put up for today. Tell us about it.
You saw that one.
Yes. He saw and bought that one, by the way.
It's free. What do I have to lose?
Right on. Well, okay. I mean, let's just get right to it. Basically, it's a hypnotherapy app. And if you listen to it over and over again, it will grow your penis. It will give your penis length and girth.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, wow. I don't see why that wouldn't work. I mean, how long do you have to listen to it for, Alex?
Well, it's a 3-minute loop, and really the app is positioned as, do you want to enlarge your penis with the push of a button? And there's different soundtracks you can listen to. There's classical, rock, hip-hop.
What?
And it's just background music, and then it's the hypnotherapist saying, you believe in your ability to grow.
Wait. It's talking directly to my penis?
Pretty much.
All right.
And then it goes, your mind gives you the power to grow your penis. Yeah, your penis continues to grow. You're confident in your size. You know you will win the prize. So it's basically hypnosis. And it just keeps repeating this stuff over and over again, and your penis gets huge.
Well, that's great news.
Yeah. Now, look, you've seen a lot of this sort of app come and go in the time that you've been running the site. What? I know this is free, but how many people are likely to download this, do you think?
Besides myself,
yeah.
Probably not many. If you look at the ratings, you can usually tell popular apps, they have a lot of user reviews and stars. This one has none.
Zero?
Okay.
All right, let's talk about some of the other great apps that you have recently spotlighted on Kraps.com. Boob Ninja sounds like an awesome app. What's this one all about?
Well, it's probably the breast game in the App Store.
See what you did?
Yeah. No, basically you play a ninja, and the whole objective of the game is to run around and grab as many boobs as you can.
Because everybody knows that's what ninjas are trained for.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. But in this particular case, you have to avoid flying kitchen utensils. So you're grabbing boobs while you're avoiding kitchen utensils like a rolling pin, spatulas.
Is the woman that you're supposed to grab throwing those at you?
No, they just appear randomly.
There's no reason for it.
Yeah, and that's kind of why we featured it on Kraps, because we have no idea what the hell they're even thinking. But if you're grabbing boobs, I guess who cares, right?
If you're really grabbing boobs, yes. But if you're playing it on your iPhone, then I would suggest perhaps you're a loser.
Alex, what about a guy like me who doesn't have any cows but still gets the urge to milk one once in a while? Is there an app for me?
There is.
Nicely read.
There's this one called Milk Monica, and basically it's a cow's ass, and it's like staring right in your face on the iPhone, and you've got this disgusting udder just right in your grill, and there's flies flying around.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it's actually very realistic. And what you do with your finger, you just start stroking the udder up and down, up and down, up and down, as fast as you can. Milk is coming out.
Wait, are we still talking about milking a cow?
Yes, we definitely are.
All right.
And you basically fill up this pail to the top with milk, and you're the big winner.
Is it a race? Like, and then you hand it to your friend, and you go, oh, I'll beat 32.
Right, exactly. We could not break 17, and there's actually global leaderboards. There's actually a whole milk monitor.
Global leaderboard.
Yeah, it's pretty big deal, I guess.
Look, sure. In a world where Farmville exists, I have given up trying to guess what kinds of games are going to appeal to people, because I can't believe people spend 1 minute doing that, and they literally are spending thousands of hours doing it. So what the hell do I know? Milk Monica may be a huge hit. I can't tell anymore.
Right.
All right, one more, Alex. I have trouble sometimes finding out what time it is, and regular clocks don't do the job for me. Is there a clock that's made of bacon?
Come on, you got to at least get the question out.
Can you find me an app that has a bacon clock? Is it possible such a thing exists?
Hey, like you said, there's 300,000 apps in the iPhone App Store. There's absolutely a bacon clock for you, okay?
So the hands are made out of bacon.
Yahoo! Absolutely. Hands are made out of bacon. Like, the centerpiece is a hard-boiled egg.
Sure.
And hey, but don't knock it, because it has wonderful sound effects. Instead of ticking, it sizzles.
Oh, there you go. Man. There you go.
They put some real work into this one.
Oh, absolutely. A whole 5 minutes. Yep.
I can't believe that somebody's job that day was, hey, guys, I just created a bacon clock for the iPhone store. I mean,
apps, they got to take on Android and now this Windows phone. So they have 300,000 apps. Granted, a lot of them appear on our website.
Sure.
But, yeah, there you have it.
Well, Craps, again, is KRAPPS.com. They do a fantastic job on spotlighting the brand new apps and the apps that you maybe would not hear about anywhere else. So keep up the good work, Alex. We probably won't talk to you again before the holidays. Have a great season. We'll look forward to talking to you next year, man.
All right. You too, guys. Take
Thank
care.
You.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 7:54.
Ralph Garman joins us now on the Kevin and Bean Show. Time for our hourly look at the showbiz beat. What's going on, Ralph?
When I left off on our list of 10 celebrity couples who got matching tattoos and then broke up, we just talked about Britney Spears and Kevin Federline getting their matching his and hers pink and blue dice tattoos.
And this is back in the news because which celebrity couple just broke up that has matching tattoos?
Eva Longoria and Tony Parker.
Ah, I see. So they got some company.
They got married. She got his jersey number 9 tattooed on the back of her neck. They both had their wedding date in Roman numerals tattooed on them. Now, we've long held here on the Kevin and Bean Show that if you get a tattoo of your significant other's name or you get matching tattoos, you are dooming the relationship to failure.
That's science.
So we've got a list here of the top 10 celebrity couples who have done just that and their relationships ended. It was Eva Longoria Parker, Brody Jenner and Jade Nicole, Angelina Jolie and Billy Bob Thornton, Lindsay Lohan, Samantha Ronson, Britney Spears and Kevin Federline. Number 6 on the list, Amy Winehouse and Blake Fielder Civil.
But they'll be together forever.
Back and forth, yeah. Apparently, Blake got Amy tattooed behind his ear. And Amy got Blake.
Yes?
Yeah. Rumor was that Amy was in the process of getting it lasered off. So, there's still hope.
For Amy?
For Amy, yeah.
No, there's not.
Marilyn Manson and Evan Rachel Wood. They got matching black heart tattoos on Valentine's Day. Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
She already had Evan already had Jay tattooed on her body from her former boyfriend, Jamie Bell, who had a matching E tattooed on his body. So she's a two-time offender.
Good. She learns.
Charlie Sheen and Denise Richards. Hard to believe those kids couldn't make it work. She had Charlie tattooed on her body. She had Charlie turned into a fairy. Any subliminal message there to Charlie Sheen? You go into a tattoo parlor and say, yeah, see this name, Charlie? Can you turn that into a fairy for me? Sure, again, no problem. Charlie had his Denise tattoo lasered off before marrying his soon-to-be ex-wife, Brooke Mueller. No word on whether he had Mueller tattooed anywhere on his body. Kat Von D. and Alex Orby Orbson. Her ex-boyfriend, Orby. She had 10 tattoos dedicated to him.
Mm.
Yeah. Then Alex got a little top hat tattoo matching with her boyfriend Nikki Sixx at the time, and then that went south.
It came up when we had Kat on the show last week, by the way, and she said she has, remember Kevin, she had no regrets about any of the tattoos she's got. Look, that was a place in my life, and I'm happy that they're still on my body. I'm totally fine with it. I wouldn't be where I am today if I hadn't been through that.
Yeah, well, if you don't want to destroy your relationships, Kat, then fine. Hope nothing bad happens to you, like your house burns down or anything.
Oh.
Wow, how dare you?
Wow.
Her house burned down.
I know.
That was
sad. I didn't do it.
Yeah, how do we know?
Right, it's just a joke. Relax, everybody.
I think Ralph did it, Bean. Let's turn him in.
He did seem to know about it pretty damn quick.
Yeah, after I read the news this morning.
Wow, I didn't know you guys were so sensitive.
Well, no, but
well, just we like her so much.
I know, we didn't set the fire. We had nothing to do with it.
Wait, we didn't start the fire?
Oh, man.
I'm just saying, because we like her so much.
Right? So what can we do now? It's hard to get a bucket of water and go to her house?
No, I'm saying it's hard to make jokes about her house burning down. It just seems too soon because she's
fine with it. She's fine with
it. She lost her cat. Her cat died in the house fire. She's not happy about it.
Even better. See, there's a bonus. How dare you? She lost the cat. She lost the house, but the cat died, so you got that going for you.
It's a little Valentine.
There's always a silver lining to every dark cloud. Every dark cloud, I say. She was fine. She said this morning, look, you got to lose everything to start over, or some BS kind of comment like
but
that.
But she still wishes you had not set fire to her home. She does wish that.
I didn't do that. Wish I'd set fire to the cat, though. Put the cat on first. I'd like to set fire to the cat and then put it in the house. That's the way to go.
You don't want to lose a pet, Ralph. How would you feel if you lost Reggie? Come on. It's the same for Kat and her cat.
I, by the way, wasn't the one who brought up the cat. I just made the house joke. So there, person who likes talking about dead animals being
both. Well, no, I'm the reason I brought up the cat is I'm saying that's part of the reason why it's not funny that her house burned down because she also lost a pet. It's even more tragic. That's
sweet
my point.
Jesus. And Eddie Murphy and Mel B were the last on the list. Not that anyone cares or is listening anymore, for that matter, because we got into a lengthy cat house debate. Spectacular. Hey, this Friday, if you're exhausted from shopping on Black Friday and you want to do something fun, please come out and see me and Kevin Smith in our new venue for the Hollywood Babylon Show. We're doing our very first show this Friday at the John Lovitz Comedy Club on City Walk at Universal Studios. It's going to be cool, we hope. And we hope we'll have a big crowd, we hope. So do us a favor and show up. Well, you can go to BabylonRalph.com if you want to buy tickets, or BabylonKev.com if you're a Kevin Smith fan.
Oh.
That you both go to the same place, and you can buy your tickets there. Friday's the first show, and we're looking forward to it. Friday at 8 o'clock. Valley Parking's just $7. And they got booze.
And you can drink.
Yeah, so do that, won't you? We don't have time for this, but I got to get this because I need Bean to be on the Regis and Kelly show.
I know.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Have you heard about this?
No.
Regis and Kelly are doing their radio male co-host contest.
What does that mean?
Well, they did a thing apparently where Kelly was going on vacation, so they said, we're going to open this up to radio stations around the country. If you've got a female on your show who you think would be a good co-host for Reach,
right,
enter her. And they had this process where they talked to everybody and stuff.
Did they say enter her?
Yes, they said enter her.
I didn't realize it was that kind of contest.
Speaking of entering this man. So they did that. Now apparently doing the same thing because Reach is taking some time off. They want a male radio personality to be the co-host with Kelly on that show. How awesome would it be to see Bean and Kelly that show?
How much of a dream come true would that be for Bean?
Yes, first of all. But secondly, how hilarious would it be for us to watch her just stare in dumb silence? And go, what? Do you know who invented that coffee cup that you're drinking out of? I mean, just the endless awkward conversations that we had on national television would be so fun.
I appreciate you thinking of me, and Mike has already tried to get me to sign up as well. I am not interested in the least bit.
Such a liar.
I'm not interested at all, and here's why. And I have a very reasonable explanation. Kevin always wants to think it worse of me, but the truth is that the only reason I would want to do that would be to hang out with Regis, because I love Regis. That's why I love that show.
That's
Regis
where his office is, and he sits on that chair.
Yeah,
Bean.
That's your entree into his world.
Come
you
on,
become
man.
Pals once you're on his show.
Then they start calling you back regularly. Now you're hanging out with Regis. You're at his Christmas party. Come on.
That's how you gotta skirt sometimes around the target before you can actually hit it.
I don't care for the traveling. I don't care for the people. I don't care for work. I don't care for television.
No, it's
being
too late.
On it.
You're already signed up.
I'm just saying all of those things are no's for me. And then no Regis on top of it, just not for me. I think that's a job for a young pretty boy, Psycho Mike, to tell you the truth. I've got to send him out there and do it.
Here's what I like.
He putting some work on Kelly Ripa.
I like that Kelly Ripa is genuinely pretty hot.
Yeah,
and
she's
Bean
way hot.
Wants to work with him.
He wants to hang out with an 80-year-old
yes,
man. Yes,
because Regis is 80
does.
And I love him.
Right,
yeah,
but she's hot.
She's hot, and Bean doesn't, and Regis doesn't like you. We know that.
That's true.
That's not true. That's not true. Regis has been a guest on our show a number of times, and we've had a great time.
Really?
I'm just saying, thank you for bringing it up, but without Regis, I'm not interested.
Is there any clip where Regis talks about the bean?
No, there isn't.
Is there any,
I don't have that one.
Where Regis talks about the bean and his disregard?
So much for the bean, huh?
That's all what right, I'm saying. That's, yeah. See, no regard for you.
We're saying you have a foot in the door already. He already knows who you are, dude.
I'm saying we entered you.
And also, why does this delight the Negro?
We're also going to put your name in this contest.
Dude. Both.
Kelly Brook celebrates her birthday today. She's 31 years old today. Piranha 3D fame and naked picture fame and large breast fame.
If you haven't done a Google search for Kelly Brook, go ahead and do that. Google search.
A good Google search.
A Googler. A Googler.
Google
search.
Google's like you. Google. Only it's twice as fast.
Should go with Bing. It's easier to say.
Easier for you to get out than Google. Snooki's 23 years old today, and Miley Lamateith Cyrus celebrates her 18th birthday today. I'm Ralph Gagarman, and I walk the showbiz beat.
You are listening to the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Tune in tomorrow morning, Wednesday morning, as we announce the top 10 finalists for Miss Double December 2011.
Cool.
That's what I'm talking about.
Narrowed it down to 10, and then join us for the Miss Double December pageant. We're going to do live Friday, December 3rd at the Slide Bar in downtown Fullerton. Same place we've had in the last couple of years. So that's coming up on the world famous K-Rock. It is 10 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Very excited about our next guest. I don't believe we've ever had John Oliver on the show before. He is one of the hilarious correspondents on The Daily Show on Comedy Central. You can also see him as a professor on Community, and he's doing some live stand-up in Southern California this weekend. John, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
Glad to talk to you. Now, before I recommend that people get out and see you at the Improv, you are now a citizen or you're not a citizen? Am I funneling people to go see a foreigner on Thanksgiving weekend? Is that what I'm doing here?
good for you for having that patriotic switch in your mind. That is just self-preservation in action. Do you know what? I don't know what this means to you. I'm a legal permanent resident now.
What does
that
mean?
Not an official citizen.
What
so I think what you have to do is you have to come for half the show and then leave.
I see. Okay.
So a qualified support for John Oliver on Stage Dead. So it's going to be Friday night and Saturday night. Two shows each night at the Irvine Improv, which is a great room down there at the Irvine Spectrum. Improv.com to buy your tickets. How difficult is it, by the way? We always hear all these stories about people who get into the country illegally. How difficult is it to become a legal citizen of America, John?
Or whatever you are.
It's incredibly, incredibly difficult.
It is
prohibitively difficult. So it was a nightmare for 3 years, and especially because I work for the Daily Show, and I can get in quite a lot of trouble doing field shoots for that. And if I'd ever got arrested, I was toast. So it was always it's like being a little kid. I'd have to get in trouble, and if a policeman came over, just basically point at the producer and run away.
Sure.
But thankfully now, I have the right, the ability. To go to jail.
That is good luck.
So if you had done one of your wacky bits, and I know how you love to get in people's faces, yeah. You'd gone to the Republican National Convention or something like that, and you were doing a wacky bit, and somebody decided, hey, we're going to arrest this clown. You could have not only lost your job, you could have been sent out of the country and gone back to Guyana or wherever you're from.
I don't think it's Guyana.
Well, wherever. I'm just saying, whatever country that's not America, it doesn't matter.
He's basically right. It all becomes the same.
Wow, that is fascinating. Well, all right.
Yeah, it was a huge relief when I finally got it through.
And when did they tell you, and how did they tell you? They have a marching band show up at your house? What happens?
Well, no, they told the lawyer who did it for me, and she sent it to me with a little miniature apple pie.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Now, tell us a little bit, John. This is the voice of a John Oliver on the phone right now. Improv, Friday and Saturday night. Great way to spend your Thanksgiving weekend with two big shows both nights. Go to improv.com to buy your tickets. We are in such awe of The Daily Show and how great a program you guys put on. I don't know, the 25 weeks a year that you work. Sure seems like you get a lot of weeks off. But
it seems the opposite of that to me. That.
That's because you don't get all the time John gets off.
Right.
Yeah.
Is it super fun working on a show like that, or is it like so many other things, it looks hilarious on TV because it's comedy, but it's also a tremendous amount of work for you guys?
No, it's a lot of work, but it's great fun. The start of the day can be a little rough because we have a writer's meeting at 9 o'clock where we watch all this footage down. And it's like having a steaming hot cup of sadness first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
You just have to find a way to make it funny. And so it can be quite a cathartic experience. By the end of the day, you should be feeling better than you are at like 9:20 in the morning.
Is Jon Stewart an evil taskmaster?
Yes, he is. Okay. He's physically and emotionally abusive.
That's how he seems to us as well. Yeah.
What's it like for you guys once it became evident a few years ago that you are the news source for many people in this country, particularly young people? I mean, you are not commenting on the news. You are the news for those people. And did that change the way you kind of approached your job?
Well, I don't think that's true. Because if that is true, this country is in real trouble.
Oh, it is true.
and the country is in real trouble.
Both are true. Yeah, that's how it works. A lot of people get their news from The Daily Show and Colbert.
I think it's more that when people ask that question in surveys, it's sometimes, you know, do you watch cable news or watch The Daily Show? And they might agree with watching The Daily Show there. But I think they just get their news from other news sources now, be it online resources or newspapers. It's not our success. It is the failing of cable news.
Okay, that could
be. It's not a compliment to them.
But you got your head in the sand if you don't think. Like, that's where I get my news. I'll tell you that.
Absolutely. You can talk to Kevin for 5 minutes, and that'll be evident. John, tell me about, because I am unfamiliar with you as a stand-up comedian. I apologize if you're enormously famous doing that, and I just didn't know about it. But is it something you've been doing for a long time, or is this just a way to cash in on your TV fame?
No, my TV fame is small enough that I don't believe I'd be cashing.
Not much cashing
deal there.
Yeah.
It was what I always did. It was what I started off doing in England. And it feels like that is my job, and anything else that I do is just a bit of fun on the side. But yeah, so I've been doing it since, I guess, I was 21 in England.
Wow.
So
all right.
12 years. Yeah.
So not an amateur on stage at the Irvine Improv at the Irvine Spectrum, improv.com to buy your tickets for Friday and Saturday night. All right, real quick, I know we're almost out of time here, but you are one of the busiest men in Hollywood because you are also on Community with our friend Joel McHale. Now, is he an evil taskmaster?
He is as well. He's not so much physically abusive, despite his size, but it is more passive aggression.
But he comes on to you a lot, right?
Well, he does. He doesn't. Well, I guess it's hard. He lifts up his shirt a lot to show his 15-pack. And, that probably qualifies.
I think it does, yeah.
By the way, we love Joel, and we've had him on as a guest on this show many, many times for many, many years. I don't know why they got it in their head this year on Community that Joel needs to take his shirt off every episode of Community. What is that about?
I don't know, but I'm very much on your side there. I think it's unnecessary in the extreme. One
yes.
too many times for me.
Yeah.
I think I'm in the minority there.
Mm. I think Joel is fine, but it's okay to see it with his clothes on. That's what I'm saying. All right. Well, listen, we're out of time, but you've got a lot of things going on, all of which sound good, John, and I'm glad you chose to spend some time with us here on the Kevin Bean Show today. Please enjoy your visit to Southern California this weekend. Have fun.
Thank you very much. I'll be first to let you know when I become a citizen.
Yes, please do.
Please do. Bye-bye, John. You are listening to the Kevin Bean Show.
No time.
Holiday week is here.
Got no time.
It's time for Thanksgiving spooks. Come on.
Thanksgiving, ooh, Thanksgiving.
Our man Omar there.
Turkey things are gonna happen.
Yeah.
Gobble. Wow. Thanksgiving cooks outside my window. Thanksgiving cooks behind a tree. I wish the pilgrims could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And it's Thanksgiving cooks outside my window pane.
I have to give Omar credit, by the way, considering how scarred he has been in the past by Thanksgivings. It's a miracle that he was able to put a smile on his face long enough to record that song.
His hatred and pain can all be traced back to one Thanksgiving day.
Possibly.
We're going to take your calls on bad Thanksgivings because usually it's one of those times where you get together with family, and that could either be really good or really bad, depending on your family.
Yeah.
Here's how I envision Omar's life. It was before and after that Thanksgiving. Before, he was just a happy, bubbly little boy who just couldn't get enough of good things in life. And then after, he's just a bitter, angry old man who just wants to take a crap on everything.
Yeah, it was not a good Thanksgiving. It all happened about, it was like 10 years ago or something. I was living with my mom, and I was dating my girlfriend, my now wife. And every Thanksgiving, I would go to her folks' house because my mom wasn't a big Thanksgiving person. So this one Thanksgiving, I made it a point. Mom, we're going to hang out on Thanksgiving. She doesn't really cook, so we're going to go out to a restaurant.
All right, so you must have had a conversation with your girlfriend at the time.
Oh, she was cool with
the
it.
The whole
yeah,
thing.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, we need to go over. I want to make sure my mom feels appreciated.
Yeah, 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 okay. For sure. You know, I don't want her, you know, to think that I'm dissing her for the new family or anything, right?
Although you were.
Yeah. So we go through, we make plans, and she gets home at 5. I mean, it's always 5 on the dot, right? So
she's never late.
Never late.
Okay.
So I'm at the house, 5 rolls around, 5:15, 5:30. I'm starting to get worried.
This is Thanksgiving Day?
Thanksgiving Day, right. Okay. She had to work. So I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to call her cell phone. So I call, dial that, do-do-do-do. And then right when the other line picks up, I hear like a bunch of noise and commotion in the background. I'm like, hello? I'm like, Mom? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, it's Omar. And she's like, hey, what's up? You know?
That's not what you wanted to hear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like,
because
hey.
That means she forgot.
Yeah, and I'm like, hey, I'm here at home, you know? And she's like, oh, okay. I'm like, well, we're supposed to have dinner. She's like, oh, yeah. She's like, well, I'm at my friend's house right now. I'm like, well, are you coming over? And she's like, well, I'm already here. I'm like, what? Yeah, thanks a lot, Mom.
So she was at a friend's house for Thanksgiving and forgot that you were going to be home.
Like, totally you just forgot. Invite her and she went, yeah, I'll go.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Totally and, forgot about me.
But then you said, well, I'm here. So she's not even willing to leave at that point.
No, she's probably drinking, you know, partying,
did you invite
good times.
Yourself over? Do you say, well, can I come over?
I don't want to hang out with her friends.
No, I know.
No, for sure.
I don't blame you.
So she knew you would be home alone on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. But she was clearly surprised when it happened, though.
Yeah.
Like, she forgot completely about it because he said, I'm at home, and she's said, yeah.
Yeah. In my head, all I heard is blah blah blah.
Right. So Mom leaves you for her friend's party, which might be the right call.
Yeah.
And then your Thanksgiving consists of what?
So there's no food at the house. So I drive to Jack in the Box, order me some tacos.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, tacos are a very popular Thanksgiving food.
Yeah.
Turkey tacos.
I get a Jumbo Jack, some fries, and I go rent a Tim Allen film.
Because
I was on the Tim Allen kick at the time.
Wow.
And I go home and I watch a Tim Allen movie on my 13-inch TV.
13-inch?
Yeah, that's all I can
and
afford.
And your Jumbo Jack.
Yeah, that's it, man.
Wow.
The Jumbo Jack and tacos.
Did you drink?
This is the saddest story.
How much do those tacos taste like tears?
They're very salty.
And by the way, I was saying how it was, there's a before and after Omar. That's what turned Omar into a dark, dark soul.
It would take years of therapy.
That Thanksgiving for Omar was the equivalent of Dexter seeing his family murdered before his eyes and what turned him into a serial killer. Very sad. And we do want to take your calls, especially if you can top Omar's story for the saddest Thanksgiving. We want to hear from you
saddest
at 1-800.
It could be either
worst, yeah. Look, we've done this topic before, and we've had fantastic calls with people where gunfights have broken out, where there's been a fire. I mean, lots of cool things can happen
families
when you get together
arrested.
For Thanksgiving. Yeah, families arrested, right. So we want to hear from you at 1-800-520-1067. The saddest, the worst Thanksgiving. To make the rest of us feel better about whatever we've got to face the next couple of days. Give us a call. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls next on the Kevin and Bean Show. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We're talking about disastrous Thanksgiving stories. We just had a great one from Omar getting left behind. His mom forgot they had plans together. He ended up watching a tiny 13-inch TV while eating a Jumbo Jack by himself on Thanksgiving. Former producer of the Kevin and Bean Show, now running KevinandBean.com, Lightning IM'd me, Kevin. Remember this story? He reminded me that he's told us this on the air before. His next door neighbor, his friend, went to wake up his napping grandmother to join them for Thanksgiving dinner.
Yes.
Only to find that grandma wasn't napping. So there you go.
She was napping just permanently.
Lightning says he found out when the ambulances arrived. So let's face it, when you start off your Thanksgiving meal with grandma's dead, it's pretty hard to beat that. But we're going to try.
It depends. Maybe everyone hated her. You know, maybe it's like a celebration.
And maybe there's more Waldorf salad for the rest of the table if grandma's out,
exactly.
Right? 1-800-520-1067. That's the number for your awful Thanksgiving stories. Let's try Crystal, by the way. I love Crystal's story on line 6 because it involves food poisoning. Crystal, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
Good morning. My family and I all went out of town for Thanksgiving and rented this teeny cute little guest house with one bathroom. And apparently the turkey was undercooked. Everyone got food poisoning. There was one bathroom.
Oh, one bathroom. He's like, hurry up!
Oh, and everyone had the 180s. We had to, like, put buckets in the hallway. It was so disgusting.
Put buckets in the hallways.
I don't want to get into too much detail here, but was it the kind of food poisoning that was coming out of just one end or both ends?
No, it was the 180s, both ends.
Oh, the 180s. That's 180s, okay. Yep. Yeah, that's rough.
Good times.
Jumbo Jack's not looking so bad right now, is it?
Thank you for the call.
Thank you. Let's try Raquel, line three. Now, families get together for holiday meals sometimes, and there's conversation that maybe doesn't uplift the room. And that's where Raquel joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
Hey, Kevin and Bean.
Hi.
So I was 14 years old, and my parents were planning our regular Thanksgiving dinner where my grandparents were going to come over, and we're all going to sit at the dinner table together.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess they were going through problems, and they didn't let me and my little brother know. And we were sitting at the dinner table, and all of a sudden my dad gets up and starts yelling at my mom. And my mom says, fine, we're just going to get a divorce. And my grandparents had no idea.
Wait.
And it was just me and my brother.
Wait, this happened at Thanksgiving dinner?
Yeah. And my mom got up and left the room. So my grandparents left. So me and my dad and my brother went to Denny's to have Thanksgiving.
Oh, God.
Wow, is that rough.
Now, did they follow through and actually get a divorce?
Sadly, they did. My mom moved out the next day.
Oh my God. They can't hold on for one day.
Dude, sometimes you just got to go.
You can't wait. The next day is Black Friday. Use that.
Yeah, wow. And,
I'm going shopping.
Forever. My mom worked. She was working at Albertsons, so it was during the strike.
Oh,
that's fantastic.
Man.
So this wasn't just they had a little bit of an argument at dinner. They really did decide we're divorcing, and they followed through, and that's how the kids found out was at Thanksgiving. Now, are you scarred every year this time of year, or have you put some distance between that event and now?
No, I've always hated Thanksgiving since then. I don't celebrate it.
You don't celebrate.
My mom and my dad are separate, so they try to have, like, every other year, I try to spend it with one of them.
Uh-huh.
But it never worked out. So this year, I guess I'm supposed to sit with my dad and my brother again. We'll probably get Denny's again this year.
Very sad, but thank you very much for the call. Do the best you can with it.
Hers continues to suck. Usually it's
Your story is a beautiful
it's
story.
It's not beautiful.
From my point of view,
that's not.
It's a beautiful story. I love your story.
It's an ugly story.
I agree. I'm with you, Kevin. Let's try Jeff. He got super sick. He's on line four joining us on the Kevin Meet Show. How'd you get sick at Thanksgiving, dude? What happened?
I was about 9 years old. And my cousin and I were running around the house, and I had a can of Sunkist, and I set it down, and my cousin and I were running around the house, and I came back, and it turns out my grandfather had grabbed it and was starting to use it as a spit cup.
As a what?
A spit cup.
Oh, he chewed tobacco?
He chewed tobacco, and he used it as a spit cup, and I ran back, and I downed the entire thing.
Oh man.
And So when you think it's going to taste like Sunkist, and it starts to taste a little minty.
Yeah. And minty's a kind word for it, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Now, when you drink that tobacco juice, it does make you ill, right?
Oh, I ended up praying to the porcelain god all day.
Oh, nice. That's a good day right there.
Thanks, Grandpa. I hope you killed that bastard.
Did Grandpa laugh?
He did, but luckily he died a year later.
See, there's a happy ending.
Luckily he died.
Thank you very much for the call, Jeff. We appreciate that. Let's try Lauren. Lauren's got a great dad story. Lauren, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show, talking about Thanksgiving disasters. You're on.
Okay, last Thanksgiving, my dad got so drunk that he urinated all over himself at Thanksgiving table.
At the table.
Yes. We haven't gotten to the turkey yet. He's like slurred, and I'm thinking this is not going to end well, and bam.
Now, how did you find out that he peed himself? I mean, did he announce it? Did he stand up and run? What happened?
No, he was like, he was so drunk that he didn't even notice.
Okay, but how did you notice?
I was sitting right next to him.
Yeah.
He's at the head of the table, and I'm at the just to the right of him. And asparagus, okay? We're not serving asparagus at the table, and all of a sudden there's that smell.
Oh, God. Wow. This is delightful.
This is great.
It's
hard to, but see, here's the thing. Your Thanksgiving this year probably won't be as bad as hers.
That's right.
That's true.
So,
all right. Do we have time for? I'd love to talk to Justin if we have time. This sounds like another good one. Justin, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Disastrous Thanksgivings. Go ahead.
What to do, nephew?
Hi.
What to do, baby boo?
Hi.
Yeah, dude. So my first plan was to go to my family's, like always. 1 year when I was in college,
Because I'd gotten in trouble with the law. My mom said, don't come home for holidays again.
Good.
So my backup plan was my girlfriend, but then she decided to break up with me before Thanksgiving. So for the week break in college that I had to spend with time and family and friends, I just spent in the dorm eating a Hungry Man meal.
Oh, sweet.
So you got kicked out of the house. You got kicked out of the house and kicked out of your girlfriend's house, which was your plan B, and you were all alone for the holidays.
Yeah, that was fantastic. And Christmas. So that was pretty
and
great.
Christmas. Of course. It was right around the corner.
But Justin kind of sounds like a tool. I mean, he really brought it on himself. Right, guys?
It's a good chance.
You deserved it, right, Justin?
I pretty much did.
That's what I figured, yeah.
When I was in high school the day before Thanksgiving, Marta writes in, we were having a scrimmage during soccer practice. I sprained my ankle. It was so swollen and bruised, the doctor said I had to keep it elevated so the swelling would go down. They could do more x-rays. Well, the next day on Thanksgiving, I'm upstairs in my room by myself with my hump foot, no food, yelling for my family who can't hear me. I can hear them downstairs having the time of their lives at Thanksgiving dinner. They didn't even remember I was upstairs and brought me up some food as they were finishing dessert.
Wait a minute. You can go without one foot. You can hop down the stairs.
I'm just saying she's up there by herself listening to the party downstairs. That's hilarious.
Eat the bad foot.
They're that hungry.
Yeah.
Marta, thank you for the email. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. Ralph is here with another look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Well, Bean's going to be very sad.
Uh-oh, what?
Zac Efron was apparently in...
Stop
oh
it.
Oh, my God.
Was apparently in talks... to take on the role of Superman in the rebooted Superman franchise.
No. Like, anyone would accept that.
I'd expect that he's lighter than air, that he could fly.
Please.
But apparently he has decided to break off conversations.
Yeah, that was his decision.
It was. He says that Leonardo DiCaprio, who he's friends with, sat him down and said his best career move would be to chase dramatic roles in offbeat independent films and stay away from big-budget franchise films like Superman.
Where they need testosterone-filled actors.
So Zach is not interested. You can take your cape and stuff it. He said, please stuff it.
I think Leo gave good advice, and Zach was right to not take that role.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad.
Worked for Leo. He did that Gilbert Grape thing and everything. He was taking quirky, weird, offbeat roles. But he can act.
He can act.
And you got Zac Efron, who looks good in a tank top and shooting a basketball.
Superman. That's ridiculous.
Zac Efron did that Richard Linklater movie earlier this year, Me and Orson Welles. He acquitted himself very nicely in that dramatic role. I think that's the kind of thing that he's going to head
talking about.
Jake Gyllenhaal. Who's also in talks to play Superman, by the way. There's a lot of names being mentioned. No one really concrete.
I don't see him either. Do you?
No.
But well, he's beefed up a lot of that Zach. Prince of Persia thing he did, so at least he's got some muscle on him now. However, he says now that he's approaching his 30th birthday, he's got plans for that celebration. You know, most of us like to pop a bottle or two and sit around with friends and, you know, smoke a little something.
Sure.
Snort a little something, depending on who you're hanging out with. His plan is to take a scuba trip to the Arctic next month to swim alongside killer whales and walruses.
Oh,
I hope he gets eaten so much.
Scuba trip.
That's how he's going to celebrate his birthday. Arctic scuba diving with whales and walruses.
What could go wrong?
Walrus eye. I'm not sure.
Narwhals. Nope.
What could go wrong there?
That's his plan.
Ralph, what was wrong? I didn't see the Superman Returns. I heard the story wasn't all that great, but what was wrong with Brandon Routh as Superman? Did he just not cut through? Did
Here's
not
the
have
thing.
The magic?
He is a poor man's imitation in that role. I like Brandon. I think he's a good actor. I've seen him in other things since that he's been good in. In that role, he is doing Christopher Reeve, basically, like a Christopher Reeve impression. And it was sort of disconcerting because it was very reminiscent of Christopher Reeve, yet obviously it wasn't. And it just was like a toothache during the whole film. You're just kind of comparing the two. Because he looks a lot like him, he sounded a lot like him, he acted a lot like him. Obviously, he was influenced by that performance. So it was just, it wasn't a good choice.
Gotcha.
Better than gay Superman.
Got to go a new role. Got to go a new direction. So we'll
that's why David Alan Greer is on the top of my list to play Superman.
That'd be awesome. I have to continue my battle against the unfunny, because no one else really is picking up this spear.
You're leaving the show?
No, you didn't.
You know, I think of Chelsea Handler.
Yeah.
And Dane Cook. Dane Cook is really the male equivalent.
He's right up there.
Right.
Amen.
He was on the Jay Leno show. This has so much unfunny in one story, it's hard to even fathom. How much unfunny. I'm lucky my TV didn't implode. He was on the Jay Leno show.
And he comes out on the Jay Leno show, and Taylor Swift is one of the other guests on the show. Okay.
All right.
Who's a whore, by the way.
Yeah, I love her so much. God, I love her.
And so he opens up his shirt. He says, oh, I'm a big fan. I'm a big fan. And he's got a big Taylor Swift face tattoo on his chest.
Right.
Which I thought was funny when Jimmy Kimmel did it 10 years ago on the David Letterman show. I thought that was a funny bit.
Right.
That Dan Cook stole from him. So then he gets up and says, oh, I've written you a song, Taylor Swift. I'm such a huge fan. I'm a musician, too. Let me play for you my tribute song.
Is he taking up her time now?
Yes. Ooh. Well, it's his time, her time. It's taking up my time. I know that much.
Yeah, all right.
Here's a little taste of the hilarious Taylor Swift song Dane Cook performed.
Here we go. Taylor Swift, you're a gift. Give me a lift to your heart beating inside my chest. I did my best. Download it now. Now back to you, Taylor Swift. Stand up, girl. Take a vow. We love you, Taylor. Taylor. Taylor Swift. Everybody, we love you, Taylor. Taylor. Taylor.
Yeah. Swift. Yeah, that was it.
We love you.
Was that
Taylor.
Funny?
Did you
Where
see
was
why
the joke?
Thing is?
You see why he's on Broadway now?
No.
No. I don't understand that.
Did you hear the crowd?
Acting yeah,
like
going crazy.
It was the greatest thing they'd ever seen. What's going on?
What is going on?
What's going on?
I don't know.
What bizarre world do we live in? Don't you have to make a joke anymore to get a laugh? Don't you have to actually produce something for people to applaud and scream?
Not when they have the applaud scream sign.
Oh, man.
I feel like this is a Jonestown situation, and that's a reference to, you know, some cult leader who had everybody drink the poison Kool-Aid so that they would do what he wanted them to do. And I feel like that's what, if you haven't drunk the Kool-Aid, you don't understand what the hysteria is about over this guy.
Man, my brain hurts. I can't comprehend it.
Yeah, that was, he could have put funny in there.
Right. Omar would kick his ass any day of the week. He could run a funnier song in 30 seconds.
Yeah, that was strange.
Very weird stuff. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Comedy writer Bruce Valanche. Now, there's a fun
guy. That's hot, too.
He's 63 years old today. Kelly Brook of Smallville is 31 years old. Do we have all the guests? Oh, we don't have time. Kelly Brook has a new video up on funnierdie.com where she is. It's pretty long, and I want to play the whole thing, so let's maybe wait till the next one.
All right.
Yeah, it is.
But it is her talking about a new device for women to wear. You know how women put those pads in their pants to make their asses look round and tasty?
Yes.
Lisa.
I don't do that.
Lisa doesn't need those pads.
Dear God.
That's right. That's why the brothers love her.
I'd wrap around a block if I put those in.
She wouldn't be able to get out of a chair.
I wouldn't. Right.
What do they call those? Isn't there a name for them or something?
I don't know what the name
but
is.
But they got like butt pads.
Yeah.
Kardashian pads.
And they got...
Kardashian pads.
Kardashian pads, yeah. And they got chicken cutlets for the boob and everything. So in this hilarious parody of a commercial, Kelly Brook is selling something for the camel toe region. So if you want to show off your toes, so to speak, you got that going for you. It's very funny. We'll play it for you in the next
show. To enhance the camel toe, not to hide it.
No, I see. To celebrate your womanhood.
All
you want to enhance the toe.
I like it.
So to speak. Snooki.
Why is Kelly Brook funnier than Dane Cook, by the way, and he's the comedian? What's up with that?
Snooki's 23 years old today, and Miley Cyrus is 18 years old today, and she does not need the camel toe enhancement, by the way. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
I've got a question for you. Why do you hate?
Why do I hate? This is not me. This is not on me.
All I know is that every single day you're railing off about somebody else that you hate. Somebody else that's doing you wrong. What's up with you?
Look.
This is just like you hate to the Today Show because they're talking about the royal wedding. Now you go home and you hate on the DWP because they're doing some work on your street. Well, they do the work on everybody's street.
All right, so the DWP is doing work on my street, right? They're right in front of my house.
Okay.
Okay. And then they fill it up, and then we notice that the ground is soaking wet, like ridiculously way overboard soaking wet. So we call them, and they come back, and they apparently it's leaking 45 gallons of water per minute.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Per minute.
Your house would sink eventually.
Yes.
Is this into your yard or your street or what?
Just the ground right around where they, right in the front of our house where they were digging kind of out toward the street.
Okay.
right.
So we call them back, and they come back, and then they dig this giant hole, and then they say, it's you know, your problem. It's not us. It's your problem.
I mean, they fix the leak, but...
No, you're going to have to get a plumber.
What?
Because it's not our fault. So then we, you know, 45 gallons a minute, we're like, okay, let's call a plumber. So we called three different plumbers. And by the way, the guy at the beginning gives us a card and says, here's the complaint hotline if you'd like to talk to anybody about DWP, blah, blah, blah. So then we get three plumbers, and they go, that's not us. That's DWP. So we call DWP back, and the same guy comes back at night.
Meanwhile, thousands of gallons.
Yes.
Is this going to show up on your water bill, by the way, all this
yes.
water?
Good yes, it
question.
Is. Wow. Yes, it is. And you know what we're supposed to do about that? Call the hotline. Here's the card.
Yeah.
So he fixes it.
He decides it is their problem?
Yes.
Okay.
But then we said, what about all the wasted water? Are we going to have to pay for it? And he says, here's the card. Call the line. And then he goes to leave, and we say, hey, what about the giant hole? And he says, that's your responsibility to fill up.
No way.
And we
There's
said,
no way.
No way. There's no way. Handed us a card. Call this number. They left the hole in front of the house for us to fill in.
You know, so if someone fell in that hole, you could sue them from here
Kevin
to eternity.
Kevin would probably get sued, though. They'd That's probably sue the Kevin thing. Because the hole's in front of his house. All right. So what you're saying to me
they
with all the hate.
They want me to fill the hole. Now, doesn't that deserve hate?
Yes.
You've handled it privately, and now you want to publicly shame them by calling the Department of Water and Power.
I'd like to get some answers, for God's sakes. Maybe,
and to find out why they won't come out and fill the hole that they clearly dug that doesn't have anything to do with you.
They dug the hole, and we have to fill it up.
Okay.
How do I have to fill up the hole?
I'm down to unleash the hounds of hell right. with the DWP, if that's what you want to do. Yeah, dial them up. Why the hell not?
Call their hotline and see what the hell's going on.
And there is a lot of hot potato with, it's not my job, call this guy. And then the other guy says, it's not my job, call this guy, too, right?
Yeah,
that's
frustrating. They did that three. We had three plumbers come out.
Hello, and thank you for calling the DWP Repair Helpline.
There we go. Oh, here we go.
We at the DWP are more about just energy and water. We're all about you.
Yeah.
Yes. If you would like to report a power or water problem that needs repair, press 1. If you'd like to make a report about an existing repair site, press 2.
I'd say that.
I think that's you, existing repair site, too. Yeah.
You chose 2. Make a report about an existing repair site. If the repair was made to above-ground power lines, press 1.
No.
If the repair was made below ground, press 2.
Below ground?
You chose 2, below ground.
Yes.
If there was digging involved, press 1 for yes, press 2 for no. You pressed yes. There was digging involved.
Correct.
Did the digging result in a water spillage near or in your home? Press 1 for yes, 2 for no.
1?
You pressed 1. You're welcome. We thought your grass was looking a little yellow. And so we provided the water that you pay for because we're all about you.
But I have to pay
and
for it.
And by the way, you seem a little drunk.
But why?
How would you know that?
How did you know that?
You're recording.
Do you just tell everyone that calls that?
You're welcome.
What about the hole?
If you have any other comments regarding this repair, press 1. What?
What about the hole?
Okay. If the hole is still open, press 1. If not, press 2.
It's still open.
You pressed 1. If you would like to tell us when you'll be filling that hole in, use your keypad to enter the month and day you will be filling that hole in.
Or...
Okay. If you'd like us to fill in the hole, press 3 now.
All right. Okay, there here we go. Now we're getting somewhere.
While we process your request, here's a little riddle. How much dirt is in a hole that is 6 feet by 6 feet by 4 feet? Why Enter your answer now.
Why not doing math? What are you talking about here?
Hang on. Let me see if I can figure this out.
No, the answer is zero.
What?
There's zero dirt in a hole 6 feet by 6 feet by 4 feet because it's a hole.
Oh, you got me.
It's a hole that needs to be filled in by you.
No.
What happened to you filling the
Why
hole?
Don't
now,
you fill
wasn't that fun?
No. No. How about you fill it?
Now, if you still want us to fill in that hole.
Yes.
After
yes.
we've entertained you so thoroughly, press 1, you ungrateful bastard.
Yeah. Oh, that hurts.
You pressed 1.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Whose hole is that? Not my hole. Not once, not never. Who's this guy? Mr. Hole? Mr. Fill in my hole? No way. You think you got going bossing over? No way. Who's this guy? Captain Phil? Captain Phil my hole? Whose hole is this? Not my hole.
It is
not my
hole.
Not my problem.
It is your hole.
Thanks for calling the DWP helpline.
Oh, that went worse than I thought. What a bummer.
You are listening to the world-famous K-Rock 106.7, KROQ at 942.
Who's with me? I mean, seriously. Who's with me? Well, let's take a vote.
Give the show one more day.
Why don't we take a vote then, Kevin?
Anything worse.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. I'm just saying, instead of you rain. Oh, keyboard cat. Come on. Instead of Kevin raining on our parade, I thought we'd be democratic about it and take a vote and see who was into just cutting tomorrow off. Just saying no. Saying so long, saying see ya, saying not ever, saying no.
I wanted to work Friday and Thursday and Friday. You guys wouldn't let me.
Me too. They won't let us.
I know.
Really.
I want to have my turkey here.
Sure. Time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Rob.
Just saying it would have been better.
Today is a very special day. It is the birthday of a beautiful, young, talented actress, model, known as Kelly Brook. Not only is she beautiful, not only does she have no problem whatsoever in showing off her cans at the drop of a hat.
Yeah.
Usually two hats, because she needs a full hat to cover each can. But she's British, and she's got that accent.
All of that is true.
And she's funny.
Yep.
Don't believe me? Go to funnierdine.com. She's got a new parody commercial up for a product, which I think is hilarious. Because, you know, the ladies, they like to do the false advertising. They like to pad their bodies in various ways, shapes, and forms so that we think one thing before we get into the situation.
You mean like push-up bras and stuff like that?
Yeah, or the booty pop. That's
sure.
That's the name I was looking for.
The
it's
booty
called
pop.
The booty pop. Is the name of a foam insert that will replicate a nice round booty for the ladies who have flat butt syndrome.
And then when they take off their pants, then what happens then to the booty pop?
The booty's gone.
Booty pops off.
Right, booty pops off.
And then you got flat booty.
Wow.
Well, women are very deceptive. They lie like that. It's just like the other direction. They put a girdle on to make you think that it's not all fat. And
that's
then
right.
You've got to take the girdle off at some point, and then you see the real deal.
Well, this parody commercial featuring Kelly Brook celebrates a new augmentation that you slide into your pants. For if the booty pop is for the back,
yes,
then camel toe shows are for the front.
That's so hot.
Here's the commercial.
They say showing your toes isn't ladylike. But if you don't show your toes, how are they going to know you're a lady? Introducing Camel Shows. The camel toe enhancing inserts that fit straight into your pants.
I was embarrassed by my camel toe.
It was so small.
Flat.
It's like it wasn't even there.
But not anymore.
Choose from many unique models, including Hidden Valley, the Flying V, Catcher's Mitt, Panty Gobbler, Puffy Taco, Denim Bagel, Lobster Claw, and last but not least, Puppet Mouth. So if you're sick of stuffing your bike shorts with
Puppet
pizza
mouth.
Dough, grab Camel Shows and
show them your toes!
Well, the girls are like pointing and touching their camel toe regions.
I don't think the catcher's mitt is going to sell.
The puppet mouth.
The puppet mouth.
Puppet mouth. The panty gobbler.
Kelly Brook's awesome.
She's the best.
If there's one thing I'm known for, it's my muffin.
Yeah, that's right. True. Miley Cyrus celebrates her birthday today, too. I don't know if you've seen the photos of her celebrating her party. But it is her next to a big cake. She's wearing a black leather bikini top and black leather pants and a lot of makeup. And she looks like a 40-year-old stripper. I am not kidding you. She looks like, as our producer Alex said, a contestant on the Vince Neil
Rock of Love
show.
Sure.
She is white trash extraordinaire. At the age of 18, she has been ridden hard and put away wet.
I can't wait to see what she's going to be doing in 2 years.
Because it's going to be porn?
Yeah, it's going to be spectacular, whatever it is. Either she's going to be living in a trailer or something magic's going to happen. But we got a lot of laughs coming out from that young lady. So we want to wish her a happy birthday because she's given so much already. This is an interesting story. Warner Brothers has announced they are doing a reboot of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, but they're going back to the origins, and it's going to be a major motion picture. Now, that's how the whole thing started. It started out as a movie with Christy Swanson and Charlie Sheen, of all people.
Oh, really? Wow,
yeah.
I forget about
that. That was not a big hit, but it was sort of a cult favorite. And then they took that as the original base material and then made the popular TV series out of it with
Sarah Michelle Gellar. Yeah, Sarah Michelle Gellar. Joss Whedon, who wrote the movie, also took care of the TV series. They are doing a new film based on Buffy, but Joss is not involved. Apparently, he doesn't have the rights. Warner Brothers does. And so they are doing it without his input, which I think is a huge mistake on their part.
Couldn't they hire him, though, as a director if they wanted to?
I'm sure they could. However, his price has gone up these days.
Yeah.
He's also involved in the Avengers movie that he's working on with all the Marvel superheroes. So maybe the timing and the scheduling and the money isn't right. But Joss has been left out in the cold.
Hmm.
That's got to be a stake through his heart, doesn't it?
Oh! Hey! A raven! A lady!
Come on.
A high!
Now who's with me that we're done for the year?
Take the year off. Year.
Right.
That's
yeah,
it.
Come back in January. Charlie Sheen may have more trouble than he bargained for with this porn star dinner companion that he was with in New York. She apparently is meeting with the NYPD and also the prosecutor's office in New York City. And she is demanding that they file charges against him.
Wow.
Apparently they're going to file a formal criminal complaint against Charlie. She said that when they got back to the hotel room, he began making a racial slur, screaming them while they were in the hotel room, then put his hands around her neck. She locked herself in the bathroom, as we now famously know, and he was going crazy. Then they say he offered her hush money of $20,000. And, at the time, Charlie said it was ridiculous. He would never make that offer because he was just suffering from an allergic reaction at the time, remember?
Oh, yeah, it was allergic reaction.
Right, yeah. So he may have some trouble. However, there's more to the story because now Charlie Sheen is filing a civil suit of his own against her here in Los Angeles, saying she'd tried to shake him down for $1 million.
Oh.
Blackmail him, claiming she would embarrass him and damage his career by going to the media with her stories.
You can't embarrass Charlie Sheen.
Nothing ever sticks. Apparently, Charlie is wanting unspecified monetary damages, but at least $156,000, which he claims is the value of the watch that he lost, that he still believes she stole and started the whole drama. So,
see, this is really interesting because we had Harvey Levin on from TMZ.com yesterday. He's an attorney, remember? And we asked him, we said, look, it's a he said, she said. There's no way this thing's ever going to go to court and anybody's ever going to give her money based on her story versus Charlie Sheen, right? And Harvey said she's just doing it because she thinks he'll just pay her and it'll go away. It's just a payday for her. Sounds like Charlie is thinking the same thing, and this is his way of combating that by going after her, which is the last thing she expected, is that she was going to get sued.
But it's interesting that she's going for criminal charges versus a civil suit. She's not suing him for any money. She's going to the New York State.
Right,
Attorney General, and saying, I want you to file criminal charges against him.
That is interesting, because there's no way in hell they have enough evidence to arrest Charlie Sheen on a criminal charge.
Obviously they didn't, or they would have at the time, because showed up to the room at the time that it happened.
This whole thing's a mess.
But if she was looking for money from him, you'd think she would sue him in civil court. Maybe that's a plan later on.
Yeah,
down
that's
the,
plan B. After,
later on down the
and
road.
And she was so offended that he called her a whore, too. That really was the one thing that stuck out from the interview she did with Good Morning America. He just kept screaming, you're a whore, whore.
And I was just paid to be a dinner companion.
Sure.
I didn't even know there was that business. I would like, if you would like to pay me to eat dinner with you, I want to tell you my shingle is out. I'm open for business. If you're going to pay me thousands of dollars to sit down in a restaurant and eat with you, I am getting into that business.
Sure.
That seems like a good deal.
It's a good business to be in.
Yeah. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays, shall we? Kelly Brook, as we mentioned. Of Piranha 3D and My Dreams is 31 years old today. Nicole Snooki Polizzi.
Oh, the opposite of Kelly Brook in every way.
From New Jersey Shore is 23 years old today.
You know what it is, fellas? It's just damn shameful. That's what it is.
And singer-actress Miley Cyrus is 43 years old today. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just looking
43.
At the picture again. I got to look at my notes here. She's 18 years old today. That means she can do everything she's been doing for 6 years now legally. So congratulations. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Tomorrow morning, an all-new program. We have Matt Money Smith in the studio talking sports.
Yeah.
We have Kevin Smith, writer, producer, actor, in the studio. We have Adam Carolla in the studio. We have Movie Beat, because tomorrow's Wednesday before the Thanksgiving holiday. And we have Dwayne The Rock Johnson talking about his movie Faster. Yes.
Bell.
All tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show.
Don't go away. Someone who's not Cat Corbett is coming up next with 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock, including the very latest from Jimmy Eat World, also some Red Hot Chili Peppers, Green Day, Linkin Park, Muse, and more next on K-Rock.